5, 6, 4.
It's like that and it's like this. I took her to the pad and we started to kiss. Now my dick's on hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off and the pussy was stinking. Pulled off my drawers and I started to begin. Now the pussy's wet so my dick slides in. Oh, hidey, 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 you ho. Riding on this block and I'm pumping kinda slow. So B-5-4, fuck bum. She's scratching on my back, oh, here she comes. Now I gotta get a nut, gotta get a nut. Gotta get it quick, you know, because I love this shit so.
Hello! Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati! Episode 35.
I always like it when you sing a little bit at the beginning.
Well, I always have to mix in a little singing. I don't know why.
I don't either, but you know...
I'm not good at it.
Well, you know what? I don't think I've heard one fucking song that any of your bands have done of you actually singing.
I've tried to get you to listen to a few, and you're usually either too wasted by the time I try to get you to listen... Or you have listened and you just don't remember.
Oh, maybe I was too wasted then.
Yeah. I don't like listening to my own music. It's always bothered me.
Well, I want to hear it.
I've never even had the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get other people that like haven't done that. But I don't know. It's just weird listening to yourself. I don't like listening to this podcast either, you know? Hmm. Like I pick it apart in my head the whole time. That's right. The same thing I always do with my
music. Yeah, I think I sound like a tool too.
Yeah, oh, I hate
like
myself.
Dull tool, yeah. like a bad tool or a good tool?
Well, I mean, since we started this thing, and I was on radio for a lot of years, everybody said, man, you got a great microphone voice, but I think I sound a little bit fucking dorky, but everybody else says
I think
good,
you guys
so
got
good.
Great voices, man.
No, I radio. Agree. You sound dorky. You don't sound dorky in real life, but I think you sound dorky on the radio, but everybody tells me it's great, too. And me, I just feel like I never really noticed how much of a fucking hillbilly voice I had until
really?
I listened to it over and over
again. Well, have you ever noticed it? You look a lot like a fucking hillbilly.
Do I really?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you were just picking me out of a crowd, I look hillbilly?
Oh, yeah. You fit into that gun show crowd fucking perfectly.
I don't know.
If he's short sleeve, he'd get away with not.
Yeah, the tattoos, I think, kind of helped me out on that.
It. Well, and right now the beard's trimmed up.
On that beard, too.
Yeah, if his beard's
when you
like...
you switch that beard up and pull it off the cheeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, right now you look like you like work at a gun range.
Yeah, I'm,
you know,
I'm,
or you're
yeah,
working
I'm,
on a motorcycle or something like that.
As we speak.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking very All Lives Matter right now.
100.
Well, guys, our guest today, our buddy Nolan,
from
the place we work. Another East Sider in the house. And,
East Side, man. The Roots came up and grabbed me up off the ground when I crossed the bridge.
Fuck yeah, they did.
It felt good. Coming over this way.
I never left. Well, I guess I went central for a while. I lived downtown for a long time, but I've never ventured to the west side, never ventured to Kentucky.
It's you know what?
I've thought about
Kentucky about 20 years and
yeah.
I really like it.
I
really
don't mind
do.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
I wouldn't live in Kentucky for anything in the fucking world.
It's Why? All the same to me.
Because every time that I drive anywhere that involves Kentucky, I sit in traffic forever.
Mm. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Hey, speaking about traffic and the east side, Bethel today. Apparently, a couple people tried to have a little Black Lives Matter thing
in Bethel,
Ohio.
I got relatives in Bethel.
And then there was another group of people that, you know, yelled back the All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or something like that. And then there was a big argument of fuck yous. Next thing you know, the place was full of bikers and cops.
Oh, was that so the thing that was on
I don't know fully
Facebook
what
Live?
Happened. My dad got stuck in the traffic.
Well, that
That's the only
be.
Reason I know. He was out in Bethel taking a joyride, which probably means he was trying to drive around and smoke a joint.
Hey, the testicular fortitude within them citizens of Bethel is
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah. I would be scared as fuck.
That's a dry town, too, isn't it? Like you can't even get a cold beer after you go protest.
It's
like,
just a hillbilly
you can't?
Town.
I know in Georgetown you can. My family's everywhere from Bethel to Georgetown. In Georgetown, you can drink.
I don't know if Bethel you can or not.
Georgetown's a little further out, I believe.
There is a gas station miles. I always remember okay. right at the border of, I think it's called Hamel or some shit like that in Bethel, like in between Amelia and Bethel.
Yeah.
And there was a gas
Hamlet.
Station right at the border there. So maybe the Bethel people come over there to get their beer and then go right back.
That's possible.
It could have been
and
perfect.
I know if you keep going down right before you get into Bethel, there's a drive-through on the hill that my cousin used to go to all the time to get
a drive-in?
His beer. No, oh, no, drive through. Yeah, oh, yeah. To go yep. get beer.
Oh, on the east side, those were a dime a dozen.
Yeah, pony keg, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but in the, Nick's saying you got to slide forward a little bit.
Pretend okay, it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like I said, I got relatives that live in Bethel, and that's a pretty fucking nothing ever happens there fucking town.
Oh, it's hillbilly as shit.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, good for them with their little rally and their little...
Hillbilly Catholic,
just
buddy.
Hilarious. Like, I can just see it right now. I mean, you do have to have some balls to do Black Lives Matter rally in Bethel.
Well, I'll tell you, last weekend, we went out and played golf.
This is the thing Antifa that Trump was telling us about, man. Yeah. See?
Hey, like, ask Trump. He says the shit's over. Last week, we went out to play golf in Indiana. Convenient. We went to Lawrenceburg.
Yeah.
And I was with Brandon. Everybody knows Brandon.
I saw the photos.
It was pretty cool.
I didn't see
any
golfing, but I saw photos.
As we were driving back about a half a mile from the casino there was a big Black Lives Matter protest. It was four white kids standing on the side with their signs. And hey, you know, it doesn't really matter how many people are there. You're showing the support.
Yeah, good for them. I don't care.
Yeah, so as we were, we went by, and Brandon, who was pretty fucked up at the time, stuck a little hard out the window, and, you know, I honked the horn. And as I honked the horn, this fucking dude... crazy looking hillbilly dude drove by me and just gave me a look like, who you honking at, boy? The fuck you honking at,
He probably saw your red hat and was like, hey, that's not what we're about.
Me and Jason wanted to make America great hats for this show today, but we weren't going to pay $20 for a joke.
Yeah, me and Chris went to a gun show yesterday, and I'll tell you, that was not what I expected at all. I've never been to a gun show, so this was totally new to me. For one thing, thought it would be all white.
Where was the gun show?
Sharonville.
Oh,
it was not all white.
It was not all white. It was mixed. It was mostly white. Almost all the vendors were white. And they were about what you would expect them to be. Just
good old boys.
Just good old boys. You know what I mean? But there wasn't that many cool guns. The prices were kind of high.
A lot of the shit was old.
They wanted $30 for a Donald Trump hat. I would have bought that shit for $10 and be wearing it right now just for the fucking giggles.
$30
for
a Trump
hat. But I'm not doing 30.
Oh, they had Trump booths set up with t-shirts and bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah. It was a weird thing. You had black guys like trying out the AKs, and then you had like, you know, a hillbilly right next to him with a knife, and
yeah,
it was just
be a good business to be in.
How
right
much
now.
Was an AK?
It's like a powder keg.
They were expensive. I didn't see the
I
price on.
I don't remember looking,
but there was like $1,200 for an Uzi. I think
that one was $4,000. Remember?
Oh yeah, but the little cheap one underneath it was $1,200.
How much for a 38?
I couldn't find one. I was looking for a snub nose 38, and I wanted a nickel plated one. All they had was black ones.
Al Pacino over here.
Well, no, I had a snub nose 38 for
38
years.
Is a good gun. It never a revolver never jams.
And the thing about it is, everybody says, "Why the fuck do you want a revolver?" And I'm sitting there thinking, well, if somebody breaks in their house, do you think you're going to be like fucking Mel Gibson behind the couch changing mags? You're going to shoot the thing one fucking time. Right.
In my head, I am.
Yeah.
In your head.
You're back there like this.
I got three mags with my gun yesterday, 15 in each. I was thinking about that last night. I got 45 shots.
Yeah. Somebody breaks through your fucking house.
I can miss 43 fucking times and still win.
Pew, 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 pew.
He might fire one fucking time and then he'll be gone or dead.
Yeah, of course. But still, it's nice to think of.
I don't know. I just
saw how much was.
Say hello to my little friend.
How much were the 30? That you didn't want.
They were between $400 and $500.
Yeah, that's about. I mean, new or used?
No, these were new.
Some of them are new. I mean, some of them are used.
That's pretty reasonable for $400 or $500.
But I wanted a snub nose, and the only snub nose they had were all black, and I didn't want all black. I wanted a nickel plated one.
Yeah,
and but they had some fucking cannons there, dude. They had
Desert Eagle.
I would want some kind of thorough training.
Did they have a Desert Eagle?
I'm not really sure what they had. They pretty much had fucking everything.
No. Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. How'd you guys just Google gun show in Ohio?
It was a big thing because it was the first conference they've had open since the shutdown. Yeah. So that was how I knew about it. Some people are making a big deal. Oh. Yo, they opened up for a gun show. You know, the liberals were mad about it, which is whatever. Who cares a shit?
And it's funny because I thought it was just going to be people walking around looking at shit. Everybody was fucking buying, dude. There was a line at the checkout.
Business,
you know, everybody.
Done.
Oh yeah.
Well, you figured and their inventory is probably limited at this point because even the pawn shops around my house, the walls are empty. The gun walls are empty.
You know, it's funny. Guns are sold out almost everywhere. It's a pain in the ass right now to get a gun, especially a 9mm. Anyways, what I thought was funny that I never really noticed before was how easy it is to get a gun. At those gun shows, they didn't ask for shit. They, you know, they're just
you
literally
leave with the product.
You leave. We ended up leaving the place after the gun show and going to Bass Pro Shop because they didn't have the gun I wanted. So I just went to Bass Pro Shop and bought it.
Okay.
He left with the product there too. And that shocked me.
What gun did you buy?
They do an on the spot.
Speedy, like they got transusing credit. On the spot
fucking background check. On the spot
background check. We were there for 20 minutes maybe?
That's resilient. I mean,
not even that probably. It was probably 10 minutes because it was probably 10 minutes of me filling out
the forms. He bought the 9mm that he was looking for, but he had to buy the upgraded version that had like the fancy grip and all that stuff that he really didn't want. But the one he actually wanted is nowhere in the fucking city to be
found. You know, honestly, it encourages me to go out and maybe get one.
I'm looking for one.
It would be like a 3-day process, and then I'd be talking to the wife, and I'd be like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
You know what I mean? I didn't want that. As, you know, I'm selfish. As a buyer, I was like, just give me my fucking gun.
Right.
As a citizen that thinks that's probably not a good idea. Right. Like me and Chris were just fucking around, you know, after we go through the process, Chris was like, thank God they didn't see that human trafficking charge.
Nobody really thought it was fucking funny.
No one pays any attention.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they would have.
And then I got the gun. You know, we got the wagon. I was like, well, okay, let's go kill this bitch then.
They don't expect to hear anything like that coming out of somebody's mouth right in front of them. So
you know what? All the guys who were selling guns were the same fucking. They were just like the people at the fucking gun store. Same gun show. Same fucking people.
Oh yeah, same dudes.
They basically, you get on the computer and you fill out all this information with your license and. Literally, they run the fucking background check right there.
I thought it was a
two forms of ID or
just one.
One form of ID.
Wow. Yeah. And you fill out the information yourself. I don't even know if he's fucking checking it. Like, I don't know. It just kind of cracked me up, really. I thought it would be a lot harder to get a gun. Now I'm understanding why these people are like, maybe we should make guns.
But the one
harder.
Thing he couldn't buy is one single solitary fucking bullet. They don't have a 9mm shell.
I had to order those offline or online.
So you had to actually order those, huh?
Yeah, I had to order the AMM. I'll get that in about 3-4 days. So if you're coming at me, come at me now.
Right now he's just going to point it at you.
Yeah, now I'm just going to scare you.
Yeah. You want the butt end of this, buddy?
Bitch. So it's my fault, guys. My fault this week.
It's always
your
fault.
A show. I know it is.
But
we didn't do one this week. I went to a little quick vacation with my little boy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool because I knew we were going back to work. So
quality time, man.
It was awesome.
I need that right now.
It was awesome. Well, him and I get a ton of fucking quality time right now.
You just had 3 months to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Me and T's are in the same book with our generation gaps of our kids. You know what I mean? Like,
I was actually thinking about that today because you just had a kid today.
No, on the 28th.
So not today. I'm sorry. But, very recently.
Yeah, I get it.
And you are how old right now?
I'm 43.
43. How old were you when your youngest was born?
I would have been 47.
Damn, you're still old. Yeah, T's is old as shit, squint. Though. You know... You really got me last night. I'm looking at Facebook, and T's fucking what's it called?
Fuck
he shared
off.
It.
You know
he
what?
Shared it. He shared one of those things that the only fucking,
you never fucking
old
know.
People and morons share.
I shared it off a fucking young guy's page, and you know what?
Then he's a moron. He fits into the moron category. I'll give you the choice.
Because I went click, and maybe it'll save me from getting fucking hacked?
Give me a break.
That makes me old?
Yes.
Wasn't that like a forwarded shared type thing?
This shit's been going around for like 5-6 years. It's bullshit.
Like
it's the same thing.
Or
and here's
Facebook.
What I mean. I'm giving you the choice.
My place.
Are you a moron or are you old? Because you have to be one of those two to fucking share that.
I'm neither. And you can A, go fuck yourself, and B, get hacked and have all your fucking info out there.
That's
and you know what?
Gonna happen.
When it does happen, because you're not a fucking expert, let me tell you. When it does happen, I'm going to be on the floor like in the fucking movies, belly laughing, rolling over, shit in my fucking pants, because some guy in fucking Taiwan has got all your info.
Oh, guess what? You have to sit around and wait for that, Joy. I had it the other night when you fucking shared it. I'm rolling around the ground like, this fucking moron.
It took me 5 seconds to share that thing. It's not like I sat around all day and
fucking
planned
it. And it took me 1 second to think you were a moron for doing it, and it was a great time.
You know what? What's hurtful?
You know what we should do is we should have him break out the turntables one night with the vinyl.
Ooh.
That'll show us where
God
he come
knows
from.
I got it.
No, I know he's
got
that.
I got the tables.
I mean, he's a young old guy. I'll give him that every time. You know, he
young old guy.
Young old guy. He doesn't look his age.
I think age is nothing but a number.
Believe me, I can still spin with you.
And he's still spinning with you.
I think age is nothing but a number.
Threesome last night.
He looks like Bart Simpson right now.
Didn't do it.
No, he passed up a threesome. That's fucking weird.
Whoa.
Well, it didn't really pass it up. It was just pushback. Next Saturday.
Actually, you hear how he flipped the script on that?
Yeah.
This Saturday, I was supposed to go to the sex party, the swingers party. But now I can't.
What?
I can't. We're working.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because of COVID.
How many points you got, man? I'm
thought
going
you were
to
saying
that
it was COVID.
I've had a lot fall off.
I'm taking. I'm taking a point.
Those points don't fall.
Yeah,
are
they
we
do.
Talking about work. I'm just kidding.
We're just talking about points. I'm saying, I'd be sick Saturday. I'm just saying.
You know what? It's possible. Because I was invited to the swinger party.
Okay.
Okay, and it's going to be, I think she said it was 8 couples and 3 single guys. And I said,
you must have passed the first test. How did you do that? That's what
I banged this cuck lady who invited me, but
he's a cuck.
I've been doing that for about 9-10 months now.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Okay. And I wanted to go, even if I didn't do anything. I told Jason, I said, you know what? I'll probably go ahead and get a beach or 3. I don't really know if I'm going to get naked and down with all these fucking people there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they have private rooms. Apparently, they take the basement and they just put mattresses all over the place.
Yeah, I think they want to make it as public as possible, as viewable as possible.
Sometimes, but not all swinger deals are like that. This cuck family that I play with, I don't even... You've heard the podcast. This dude sneaks in and sits in the fucking corner, and I don't lay eyes on him.
With no fluffer?
He doesn't pull out his Peter or nothing. That'd be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, that would be a deal breaker.
I don't want to see
the it's all a deal breaker for me, but I mean, for you, I could see how it could be a deal breaker.
But I want to go to the fuck party just because I want
to. And I want you to go to the fuck party.
I want to probably sneak the phone on play or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just recording.
All I want to do is be like Tom Cruise, like in, what was that movie?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, so I just want to try that and just walk through the whole thing just to see what the hell is really going on. You know what I mean?
I would like that.
Yeah, but he got like, busted, okay, right?
He got caught, yeah. And he didn't think he got caught. Remember, he got away, I think, right?
I don't fucking remember, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. I don't want to participate, but I want to watch. No, I want to take notes.
I want to see the reality of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I want to have that perspective.
I've been to swingers clubs a couple times. And
like
nightclubs? No, swinger clubs, the little fucking, the big building.
Like, there was one in like Loveland or something.
There's one
for
in
a while.
Milford.
Does it still exist?
Sounds like
the only two that I know of are Milford and... there's one Northwest Chester.
There's one in Columbus, too.
Yeah.
Listen to all these people knowing where these swinger clubs are.
The one I went to was in Dayton.
Nah, he's the one that told me.
Well, Nick's over there chiming in the Columbus. Hey, well, shout out to Columbus. Swingers.
But, I mean, if I go to the swingers party, I'm getting a beach. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting one.
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. I know.
There's all kinds of...
I know.
Hey, listen, I went one time in Columbus, and there's a lot... less good-looking people than you think they're going to be.
Every woman in there looks like Jason.
T's ain't worried about
that's
that.
That's not the point.
T's ain't worried about that.
Well, actually, I showed a picture of one of my recent ones to Jason. Very attractive girl.
Are we just talking about cucks?
Oh, God.
No, but what I'm saying is, yeah.
Was the photo from
No, I'm just saying you've shown me 2 pictures of cucks.
Yes.
What is
girls.
That anyway?
It's a word for people that fuck... women in front of their husbands.
C-U-K's?
No, I thought cuck was the
Cuck's
gentleman
the person that actually watches.
That watches the, yeah. his
yeah,
wife.
He's the cuck.
Yeah, yeah, he is just the designated
that
cuck.
Might be the worst
you know
word
if you go
I've
by
ever
terminology,
heard. If that is the definition of what Minetti just said,
it is.
I'm going to say it's the worst word ever.
I believe it's Shakespearean.
It's
Shakespearean.
Cuckold.
It's cuckold from Shakespeare.
And if you really go by what the terminology is, I'd be the bull.
The bull. Give me a... Anyways, he showed me a picture of 2 of these ladies. One was very attractive. The other one, the body was there, but the face was, you know.
I've never been a face guy. Really don't care about that. I told you.
Yeah.
I've banged more ugly women with nice bodies than anyone I know.
So Webster says cuckold is a man whose wife is unfaithful. But now I would say the
that's
recent
Webster.
Term,
porn just took a hold
recent
of
recent terminology is a man who watches his wife get fucked.
And yeah. This man does.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know where the part of the brain that allows that to happen. For
I don't
man.
Either.
I don't possess it.
I don't either.
I don't know, man. That's
well,
just...
Chris will give you a would you rather, and we'd definitely said I'd rather.
I've already
do
got
the
my
thing
would you
that...
rather made up for tonight, but I don't get that either. But after being at a couple of these fucking parties and knowing some
meet
of these
your
people,
future wife.
Just for the record, there won't be a future wife.
How do you know?
You never know
never,
that.
No fucking way.
You never
ever
know
get
that.
Married again. Not going to happen.
You'll never
you don't
fall
know.
In love
I know.
Again.
And you know what's messed up?
Is I
that,
know.
That's the whole key is when you don't know the most you know is when it's going to happen to you.
Let me tell you something.
The most
if I
you
ever
know
get
you're
married
not
going to
get married
again,
is when somebody's
in the mood I'm
you.
In right now, if I ever get married again, my dick's not going to work anymore, and I'll be married to somebody whose pussy is dry as Melba toast.
Okay, so you do admit you do admit that you would make somebody
Melba
your
toast.
Partner, you know, like
I don't know, man.
Somebody your partner in crime to
actually, you
go
know
to
what?
The
after
land with, you
after
know?
Being married for 15 or 16 years and having this fucking freedom again. And not that it's freedom, but, you know, I love being married. I got time. And I'm not responsible for anybody else.
Right.
I'm not obligated to anybody. I don't have to tell anybody where I'm going and who I'm going with.
Believe me, I know that.
Everyone knows that. And I don't have Nick to do that, anymore. And it's kind of nice.
Nick did it long distance. Impressed me.
He did. And now he's doing it
forever.
Local. But the whole thing about it is
loyalty.
You know, after at my age,
that's why I love him.
I just don't feel like jumping into that again. I don't have to
Dude,
tell
you're going
anybody.
To swingers parties, man.
I haven't gone.
You don't have to convince us.
I'm invited, but I haven't gone yet.
You're going to go.
Of course
you're
gonna I'm
going
to go.
Half.
I just love that you're running the crowds where you're going to get the invites.
Yeah, just show up to work for 2 hours in peace.
Yeah. Oh, did we just...
Hey,
I
so,
don't want to go there with sweaty nuts.
So let's,
I think
let's
I would.
Hit our emails.
I'd
for
be
the
giving
week.
Everybody a dirty Sanchez.
I'll be kicked out. I'll never.
That would
be
a good
again.
One. If you
no,
just
I'm saying at work afterwards.
That, no,
so
no,
you
no.
Come in late.
Even if you don't get invited again, that's worth it for the story.
To give somebody a Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah. If you're just walking through the place
Cincinnati
giving dirty Sanchez's out.
See, I've done. We used to call it tanging people, and we used to do it all the time.
I love that he has another word for it.
Well, no, because we did it before
that's
Dirty
tanging,
Sanchez
dude.
Was cool.
You don't know what tanging
we
is.
We would just at football after the end of football practice, we would stick our fingers in our butts and just paint your mustache with it.
You just hung out with a different crowd than
sneak
me.
Sneak up behind you and paint your mustache, and let me tell you something.
That'd be a fight.
Not
fist would be
you
flying.
Couldn't breathe for the next 20 minutes without smelling my cornhole.
Oh,
just not possible.
Ooh.
All right, we got mail today.
We did get mail.
Who do we got?
That's cool.
Oh, old Shredmaster Miggy wrote in. He was just, it's not even really a question. He's just wanting to talk about your blowjob section of last week.
Okay.
Your perfect blowjob.
How did he like it? Did he think it would be good? Or
he? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Okay, so that blowjob thing was absolutely ridiculous. What I know is so true is set a timer on your phone as a game and then get them to try to get you to come in a new record time. This is how I get my best BJs. And the record time was 2 minutes and 20 seconds. The first one timed was 7 minutes and 20 seconds. Girls don't like you to go, or girls don't like to blow forever. The goal is to make you come as fast as possible.
If you're a hooker.
So what do you think that strategy is? You think that would work? I mean, you're really challenging. I mean, people do
What's
like a challenge.
What's the strategy in the first place again?
Well,
according
a blow
to Miggy,
job is
it's
to get
just
come.
They want your dick out of your mouth.
How can we get it to happen faster and faster?
Yeah, he just wants to come as fast as possible.
Put some porn Nick on. Keeps yelling at you.
Sorry, Nick.
I don't want to come from the head.
John this shit.
Because then I don't get the punani.
Well, maybe if you knew that was all that was coming. They don't got time for the punani.
Oh, if I was just getting ahead, like outside of a bar in a car or
something,
yeah. I still want the H-test.
Dude, you still do that?
You want the half hour?
Huh?
You want the long time? You wouldn't want them just... I think his thing is I don't think he expects them to make him come quick, but it makes them put more effort into it. So now they're trying to give
he's
their best blow job.
He's putting them in a game plan,
they're
right?
trying to... You know, you're trying to... Yeah. You're challenging them.
I don't even like eating for 30 minutes. You want this woman to suck your dick for 30 minutes?
That's what I mean. I don't really understand the point of a long blowjob.
First of all, the 8 steps to the perfect blowjob never once listed a time of 30 minutes. I have
no
idea where you guys came up with that.
Well, no one did anything. You're
but
making that up.
That sounds like my wife.
Let me tell you something. You're going to say you're a fucking liar and all that, and I get it. You know, all of you, if you say the
ooh,
same thing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Jeez.
I can come when I want to.
Come while you want to.
If you're sucking my dick.
Honey, I'm going to front you.
And I want to leave, I could concentrate and focus and get the nut off quicker.
Are you like a porn star? You've been...
No, I'm just... I just
come
can't.
When you want to.
I can't say, okay, come 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. But yeah. I can sit there and close my eyes and get it and think about it real hard, and I can get the nut off.
You can have fucking, yeah.
I've got control. And I do have a review for those pills
that's already opened
that Miggy told me to buy because I've been using them now for about 9 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go back on that. What was it exactly? Explain.
All right. Well, Miggy told us about a pill called Ropes, and it's supposed to make you shoot cum ropes.
I don't even know what that is.
You know,
cum
porn
ropes,
stars
like
with the big streams of jizz.
Oh, okay.
And so Jason and I started looking it up, and because, you know, I don't know if it's my age or what, but right now I'm lucky if it goes forward. So.
dribble penetrate.
I can relate.
Allen Iverson.
Yes,
so
I
Miggy
got what you're
tells
saying.
Us about this stuff called ropes, and we looked it up, and there was a medical bottle of Seminex or whatever it was called.
What?
And I said, well, I'm not going to pay $40 for a fucking experiment. So I'm going through it on Amazon, and I showed Jay. It was a big military guy on the label, and it was called Major Loads. take this, and it's supposed to increase your sperm output and your fucking distance. So I've been taking them now for 8 days. Rubbed one off last night.
Was it a normal rub off? Was it every? Did you get interrupted? Did anybody like?
Oh, I was alone. I was alone.
Did you edge it a little bit to get it going?
I don't edge myself. I told I'm one of those
edging's
guys.
That's great.
I wanted to see how far it was going to shoot.
That's the real task, edging. Like, see how many edges you
can
get.
It did shoot a little further.
I agree.
It shot a little further.
It did?
Oh, yeah. Instead of, falling out, it probably came up to about here. I didn't see any difference in the output.
Yeah. But you're only 8 days in.
Were you shaking it north to south?
No, but were you laying down while you did it?
Oh, yeah. Couch, phone in hand, like always.
Oh, come on. You got to stand up. You got to see, where. You
stand up.
Yeah. You got to stand up and see where it goes.
Stand up, though,
you can't be laying down. Your belly be like, oh.
He's got to get in the position where he's already standing, first off. If he's laying down, he's definitely not going to get up for a pop goes the weasel, right? For this sergeant to be looking at him.
You can measure the shot in any position.
There's going to be different kinds of gravity.
Yeah, there is different.
I know how far I hit myself, and I know when I was a kid.
I'm no Newton.
When I was a teenager, there'd be times I'd be
hitting your chin,
cleaning off my neck and shit. Yeah.
But there is an improvement. That's now, so does it say that it's supposed to be like a 30-day, a 60-day, or is it?
I bought
just
a 60-day supply, and it said, clear as a bell, you take one pill every day.
Yeah. Within 8 days.
Okay. No, it said something like you should notice a difference within. What did it say? 14 to 30 days. So maybe I haven't got the full.
Yeah, might not have gotten
it
there.
It did get initial pop was a little bit bigger. The load wasn't any bigger, but maybe I just haven't been on it long enough.
All right. Well, next time, wait about 2 weeks. Get back to us. I want you to, lay there with a tape measure right next to your balls.
Listen, Chris.
Going up to your chin. See how far it can go. We need an exactual measurement.
All right.
Otherwise, the whole step theory is.
Well, I mean, like I said,
you got to prove it.
How often do you jerk off?
Not the step theory, but
when I'm alone,
the sergeant.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like how often do you jerk off a week?
I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week, probably.
So I mean, like he's got to do how many measurements? Because I mean, we're talking about 8 days now, 14 days when it says it's.
You're right. We can't
just
have one.
We can't just have one. So we got to go from.
He needs time in between.
Well, I mean, you just jerked off. So I mean, like how
he needs
48
hours.
48 hours. We'll just give you 48 hours is your next measurement, your first measurement. Right. That's 10 days, right?
But jerking off sounds so dirty. I prefer to call it making love to myself.
Yeah,
that's.
Well, I mean, light a candle, do what you got to do. I'm just saying, you got to start taking measurements now.
I think it's beautiful.
Essential oils.
Well, especially if you could talk to yourself.
Let me tell you something. When I was in Gatlinburg, obviously I didn't. I was with my kids and blah blah blah.
I'm not asking you to do that, man.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I wanted to build it up a little bit to see if that made a difference because I know that if I go a week or so without nutting, it generally produces a little bit more yogurt on the final product.
Yo play.
But yeah, it did shoot a little bit further. I probably got, honestly, probably gained a 6 inches on the average.
You hear that? 6 inches?
In distance.
Yeah, that's a decent amount.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the whole idea behind all that anyway? What's the point? Shoot your pistol, huh? You just want to have a pistol shooter.
No, I simply did it because he was. Listen,
saying, I mean, at the end of the day,
bring a super soaker to the water gun fight and it don't fucking work, you're not having a good time.
What if?
Oh, that's right. You're going to the swinger party. I get it.
What?
Right. You're prepping.
He's prepping.
No,
dude.
No.
He's prepping, smart bro.
Move. Didn't even occur to me until now.
That's why he doesn't want to nut in 48 hours. He wants to save it for the fucking
he's
orgy.
He's already lost what? How much weight you lost?
Well, now I'm at about 84 pounds.
Okay.
You think
now
the weight
you're
loss
popping
is all
hard. You got swinger contacts. I mean, I see where you're going with this.
Let me tell you something.
I
first
see where
of
you're
all,
going with your life.
When I pull up to the swinger party in my car. There'll be a rubber on my dick before I get out of the car.
That's just stupid.
So unless I pop the end of the rubber off with this monster powerful load, I won't know how far it shoots. You think I'm going to go to a swinging party and go raw dog?
You'd be like, hey, I got to pull this off real quick. I got to pull this off real quick. I'm on a theory here.
I want to see that rope.
I've been taking this stuff, I tell you.
Well, so far it has done what it said it was going to do. You
Let's
shoot
see how
bigger
consistent
loads.
It is. Can't wait.
I got 60-day supply, so yeah. I'll take one every day.
I'm going to tell Brittany, I'm going to be like, hey, I think I can get this pill where I could shoot you in the face.
I don't think she's going to be interested.
No,
I wonder what. No. So better off not telling her and just start taking it. I hope it does work, because I would love to. You're like you know, Nick said, super soaked.
If she doesn't
just
think
once,
it, if
once,
she doesn't think it works, then
not all the time.
I'll sneak over to your house and I'll peeping Tommy and I'll blast on the window. And you could say, hey, I could do that too.
At the end of the day, I thought, honestly, I have never been a super soaker type of guy.
I haven't either.
I never thought I could even have babies. But the whole theory is that when you have nothing but girls, they say you either shot it too deep or you kept it in too long or something. I don't know. But,
is that really a saying? Shot it too deep.
Somebody said I shot it too deep or kept it in too long. Like kept it in the oven. I said I'm stir frying from now on because, yeah, I got all girls.
Oh, I thought forever I wasn't gonna be allowed.
Wait, if you want a boy, you just keep kids. Just the tip in. You got to come in just with just the tip. Yeah.
Then you got to. Then
I
that's a whole fight.
Just
a
tip. I was the greatest just a tip player ever, man. I was.
What was that? What was that?
I just want to feel you.
What was that?
You're so beautiful. I just want to feel you.
Kids? Did you ever see that crazy movie?
Which one is it?
It's Kids. It's either Street Kids.
Nah,
or
it's just called Kids with the dude on the skateboard.
It was like black
without the legs.
well, there was one kid without legs on a skateboard, but it had like Telly and the kids' names were Telly and Casper.
Yeah, I know.
It was so raw and just so. Some of the kids were in the movie Bully. It was like
I remember Bully.
Yeah, it was like a. You know, like an indie film, I guess.
That's the same guy that did Gummo, that movie about the Ohio small town, which
yes,
is really
Gummo,
super fucked up.
What a great movie, and it's got...
I don't know about great, it's weird.
No, that's what I'm saying about it. Is that you were intrigued the whole time, weren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That guy's eating spaghetti in the bathtub.
The girls are all walking around without bras on. They're like 14 years old, and I'm like, where is the I don't know. I don't know how it got on TV, to be honest with you. But
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Well, we got another
that's
email.
That's a true story.
We got,
hey, our buddy, Get Pussy 69.
Very nice.
He
welcome
is
back.
He's ready. Yeah. What do you think his name is?
Well, Nolan, this guy writes in every week, changes his email address every single time he writes in to a vaginal metaphor. So we always try to guess what he is. I'm going to go.
What he is or who he is?
What his name is. We know who he is.
Oh, we know who he is.
But Get Pussy 69 is his pen name, and then his email address is something different. I'm going to go with...
and his logo is up.
And we all know
is
him.
It? Did he see it?
His logo is right there, guys.
That's Get Pussy 69. And, you know, if you're that faithful and that loyal and you write in every week, you're going to get your logo.
Yeah, we'll get you your own logo. We might get you something else. Who knows? But
you don't see it right above my head?
Technology, bro. You can't see it, can't see it on
it's
the wall.
Technology, dude. You can't see it on the wall. It's on the
this
screen.
This fucking place is technical.
That way everybody
impressive.
Can see it. Fuck yeah. We don't get around here.
That is impressive.
Shut up, Cincinnati. Don't fuck around.
All right. Like so it. What do you think his name is?
I'm going to go. His name this week is...
I love you're looking for it.
Pussy Picker.
Pussy Picker. I do like that. Some nice alliteration there. It
yeah.
pops. Probably popped everyone's ears if they're listening on headphones right now.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
What did he say anyway? What's this guy's, what? I'm trying to figure out what this guy's all about here.
His name is Get Pussy 69.
And he writes in with
he
questions.
He writes in
every
week with three questions.
That was his question, the last one?
No, that was just a statement. This the next one. He usually has two nasty questions and then one just either far off question or like sports question or something.
Okay.
I think his girlfriend helps him write the middle question.
Yeah, the
usually,
middle question's going to suck.
It usually sucks.
Know
I mean, you
and
know,
I know this guy, right?
You do know this guy.
You know, it'll be like, hey, you know, do you like
his identity is a mystery.
All right. His name is Camel Toe Joe.
Ooh.
Love it.
You can find
fucking
him at CamelToe_Joe69 at AOL.com.
Love it.
AOL. OG, boy.
He got AOL. All right.
But before we answer that, can I just tell you that nothing.
OG.
And you guys are going to think I'm a fucking, I'm a fag. Oh, God dang it. We don't say that hard F.
I don't say that word. He don't say that word, but I don't know about you, Trumper. Anyways, gone.
Fuck you.
He's got that red hat on. Watch out.
It says Cincinnati Reds on this fucking hat. So anyway, a lot of people really like him.
Who?
I'm grossed out by Camel
Who?
Toes.
Oh, by Camel
I don't
Toes.
I like Camel Toes.
No, there was some kind of.
I think they're fucking nasty looking.
That's weird.
Yeah, a lot of people like them and think they're sexy because you can see the outline of the puss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? If you've got
they
fucking lips
nasty.
That big, no, I don't like camel toes.
I'm
Turn
not a camel toe
off.
Fan either because with the you have to either be wearing some cheap shit or you got to have a giant puss to
that's
for it to
exactly
be showing
it.
Up. You know what I mean?
The
now,
fact
if you're
that
in a
they
bikini
make a,
and I can see the line going up your
oh,
snatch,
that's different.
But it's not a big yeah because it's not doesn't have the two big
doesn't
side
bring
pieces.
Out the same stimulant the same kind of ideals.
If you got a big enough pussy to where it's going to have a fucking bump on each side. Too big, gross.
The old moose knuckle.
Yeah, I don't like them. If you can park a Harley,
Moose
in
Knuckles
there,
a great
you're,
reference.
You're so specific
I love that.
About the best part, and you don't give a shit about the face.
Yeah, that
I
is
didn't
funny.
Say I don't give a shit about the face. I've said I've had sex with ugly women that had nice bodies. The face isn't the priority when you're
but they didn't
when
have
you're drunk in a bar.
He's not turning down a girl with Moose Knuckles if he's in that position. They might not get a review.
Oh, no.
But...
I'm just not going to. If you come walking in with a tight pair of jeans on and I see a big puffy thing on each side, it just kind of grows.
You're not
me.
Marrying a Moose Knuckle.
I'm going to check this
You know
one.
What I mean? Like, yeah. you might fuck around with a Moose Knuckle, but you're not marrying
I'm
a
gonna
Moose Knuckle.
I'm going to check him again in about 4 months when he's standing and. In his workplace environment, and I call him and I go, "Hey, look at that," and then we might get a different tease.
He'll still look.
If the girl's attractive, yeah. It's not like I'm going to say she's not attractive. I'm just not.
Just in case,
I don't go, "Ooh, God, look at that nice camel toe." I won't do that.
Right.
I agree with you. I don't really get it. I've seen some things that people sell that you put inside your tights, so it looks like you have a camel toe.
I know. I've seen.
I don't
too.
Know if that's real or parody.
That's my point.
I don't
so
know if that's real parody.
They actually make. These things, I guess, on Facebook, a marketplace. I don't know.
You said something about this the other day where you said you're buying shit on Facebook.
Yeah, it's shit's so cheap.
Are
bro.
You buying like Wish stuff?
No, not
that
Wish.
That stuff's so bad.
No,
it takes
actually,
9 months to get
yeah,
it. Too.
No, but he's like, it takes 9 months. I didn't know that. But no, at the end of the day, man, I saw some shoes that I bought twice, and I saw I should have learned the first one, but I mean, they come in and like it says one thing. On the marketplace about what it says on the shoe, right? It says the logo. When you get it, that's not the logo. Like, my dress shoes that I just bought on there, they were so cool looking on there. And I got them, and the sole says comfortable. The word comfortable is typed into the sole. I was thinking I was going to see, like, Raphael Nutini. I don't know. It was like some Giorgio Bertinis. I don't know. Like some Armani. I don't know. Comfortable.
Hey, at least
and they are comfortable.
What are you talking about?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
You'll
about.
See them. You guys will see them, and I don't want to hear a damn
that's
negative
comfortable.
Word. That's I want to hear those are nice.
I won't ever notice. You can trick me all day with some
dollars
fake
on
shit.
These things.
Those are Italian, and they're from the Italy. Italian. Yeah, comfortable.
No, I know they weren't from Italy because they got there within like 4 days, and I know we didn't get shit overseas.
That guy runs in a shipping crate in New York. Who knows?
At the end of the day, though, man, it's like I wanted to complain about it. And
but it's Facebook. Who the fuck are you going to complain to?
Yeah.
We know they fell off a truck.
But no, somebody should sure. send something. If you go through the messages, you'll see there is a Facebook police for that kind of stuff. So
Facebook police.
Yeah. For
it sounds like a good job.
You know what? That, yeah. Well, I work at home. Right?
Let's get to get pussy. He's got three questions.
Shut up, Cincinnati. I've been watching a lot of Coyote Peterson since you guys mentioned him last episode.
Love him.
With that being said, the bull ant has the number one strongest stinger in the world. How much would someone have to pay you to take one sting in the forearm?
Well, for those of you that don't know Coyote Peterson, he's kind of like a fucking Steve Irwin, except he goes around and he gets bit and stung by the most painful fucking insects and shit in the world. He catches one and then he fucking does
Let's
it just to see what out. Hurts. Yeah.
Let's him get him.
Oh, yeah. He does it on purpose.
It's interesting watch.
The bullet ant, I watched him
That's
do that.
That one with the...
No, it's a tiny little ant.
But it's like,
but it's got the it's
bad
it's,
maybe
bugger.
I saw a zoomed
it's the poison
video.
That goes in there that, yeah. that makes it hurt. Well, he takes out a little pair of tweezers. He did it with the fucking killer hornets and all that.
Yeah, with
the bullet ant lit his ass
about,
up, and this guy can take a fucking sting. So he was literally rolling on the ground. Fucking
oh, he's
screaming.
Dramatic for his sake, but
well,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
but
still,
if
I'm
it's
sure
considered
it
the most painful sting in the world, yes. How much would I have to get paid? Realistically, I'm not one of those guys. When it's like, how much would it take the
he's
ass?
He's getting about $2,000 an episode, probably.
No, he's pretty big now. He's got sponsors and shit. I'd say.
So
I'd say
he is doing it technically for money.
I'd say give me a thousand.
Yeah. For sure, in the end.
Give me a grand. I'll get stung by one bullet ant.
$1,000.
Can we get 1,000 per ant or what just 1,000?
How many bullet ants
well,
can
no,
we get?
Well, no, it said the question was, how much would you have to get paid to get stung by a bullet ant?
Does this guy have a bankroll?
I think 1,000 sounds about reasonable to
Tell
me.
Tell him to bring his money.
There's so much to this.
It hurts for about an hour.
Because it's going to fucking hurt.
You got Venmo.
Yeah. But I don't know about you. I'm a psycho. So this whole time that it's hurting, I'm also convincing myself in my head that I'm dying. I can't breathe.
I'll bring a nurse.
Everything else in my head's going wrong because I'm a fucking lunatic. So I'm already thinking I'm dying. I have to go through that experience as well as the pain.
God, you sound dramatic already.
I am dramatic. Fucking psycho. But anyways, 1,000 sounds fair, though. 1,000's a lot of money. I'll take that sting.
Would you do it for 1,000?
Yeah, I'd do it for 1,000.
So what's the worst thing that can happen?
Nothing. It hurts like it a motherfucker. Hurts.
Yeah, I think it just
and it lasts, and it burns, and it tears
into him. He said it hurt him for about 45 minutes to an hour. Because he doesn't put medicine or anything on it. He just sits there and takes the fucking pain. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, for any amount of money, get bit by a snake. You know me and my snakes, I'm fucking terrified of them. I don't care if it's a fucking snake this big right out of the fucking egg. It's a cobra to me. And you can't pay me enough money to get bit by a snake. But for the bullet ant,
you would
get pussy.
Suck a dick for $10,000. But there's no price on a Gartner snake biting you.
I have a real medical phobia.
I'm sure.
This guy. I want to see the card.
He doesn't have a medical phobia.
I
suck a
see
dick.
His card. He's like Pac-Man and some.
First of all, at least
that's
I'm
funny.
Honest.
$10,000.
Motherfuckers that say I ain't sucking dick for a billion. You're a fucking liar.
It's a different story. $10,000 ain't even a Yugo.
Let me tell you something. $10,000. I'm getting you off quick, and I got 10G. Okay.
He's got the 8 steps.
Let me tell you something, dude. Let me tell you something. I got enough money in my bank account to get 2 blowjobs from you, and I Ooh. Still wouldn't give you fucking money.
I ain't
for
paying
that.
Anybody for a blowjob, though. That's
but,
a lot of money.
No,
that's pretty
I,
good stuff, man.
I'd say 1,000. It's Woodford.
That's Woodford.
Ah, oh, figures.
I'd say for $1,000 is pretty safe. You know, as long as there was a guarantee that it wasn't poisonous to where I was going to die or anything, you know, but I think bullet ant just hurts. So I'm going with a G.
I think 1,000's fair.
God, you're dirty, man.
Would you get bit? Just...
No.
How much? No. There's no price to get bit
no.
by a bullet
I can't
ant?
Even get a shot, man. I can't even get a shot. I get embarrassed. Like, I tell, you know, if my woman comes with me to the doctor, I got to get a shot. I'm like, why don't you wait out here for a minute? Because honestly, at the end of the day, I'm embarrassing when it comes to that shit. And it's just like, I need to be alone with the nurse or whoever it is sticking me because it's embarrassing.
That's hilarious.
Know? Well, no, I guarantee that after this fucking thing stings me, I'm going to be rolling around like a bitch crying like,
oh,
you
I'm going to hate life, but $1,000
is
$1,000.
It's the leading up to part. It's the actual leading up to part. If I got blindsided by a spider ant or whatever, bull ant, if I got blindsided by it,
yeah,
I would be fine with it if it hit me the next time. Like, I'd be like, okay, I know what to expect. But the fact that I don't know what to expect is what fears me from, like, needles
well,
and
like
bites.
I said, this dude does this for a living, and he was screaming like he just got run over by a car.
So, I mean,
it's like, going to fucking hurt.
You mean like JB would have been rolling on the ground with hydrogen peroxide?
Like I said, I would have had a panic attack before it happened. I would have got bit. I would have had another panic attack. I would have been in pain. Everything would have been bad going on.
Teams have been in the corner laughing.
Question number 2. Have you guys ever had a bad experience after getting a blowjob where there was too much teeth involved? And how did you remedy the situation? Basically, have you ever got a blowjob with teeth?
Duh. About 10,000 of them.
Yeah, well, what did you do to remedy the situation?
I don't know.
Say stop.
No, usually just
dick.
Like, you know, push her off and put her on her back like, oh, you're doing it too well. I gotta get into the sex now.
You just lie? You're training her poorly for the next man, sir.
Okay, but hold on a second.
You owe the world. Just tell
Wait,
her
how many
to stop
times did
biting.
You say?
I've got 100 bad blowjobs.
Damn.
I mean, and some,
that's just bad luck, bro.
Some people use their.
You're talking to the king of Metropolis,
know,
all right?
That is true. You
but let me tell you,
I keep forgetting that shit, and I'm sorry, sir.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You
for
can
real.
You can
for
give,
real.
You can 100. Still you can have a give a bad blowjob, and still have a velvet pussy. You can have that.
You're
so
right.
If you piss them off by telling them their head sucks, that velvet pussy's a goner too. You got to think, boys.
Are you
one step ahead?
I believe 100% a woman knows 100% how it's going to be. If you got the teeth, there was a reason why she gave you them to you.
Man, listen to Martin Luther blow over
Just
here.
He if got you got them it. Teeth, there was a reason for it. She wanted you to hurt. And I don't know what kind of game
I've
you got
a,
going on
I've
when you're in the
a lot
bedroom.
Of bad ones.
Is there any aggression going on? Is there any like
no,
smacking and shit?
Because
and
that's one thing that I am definitely not into. Never have been into any kind of pain. I don't.
That's
I don't
so
like
weird.
It. I hate it.
That's a lot. Like honestly,
I mean,
that's
I'll
a lot.
Crack.
I can't
I'll give you a crack on the ass if you know girls. Some girls like to be spanked, but teeth blowjobs, I end them quick. I made it sound like I make it sound like oh God, I just want you so bad I can't wait anymore. So I put them gently on their back and. And I get my revenge.
See, I feel like there's a way you can say it without being a dick. You're not just sitting there saying, hey, your blowjob sucks. Just like,
say, whoa, 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 whoa,
hey,
whoa.
No matter how
the,
you
what's
say
What's up
it.
With the teeth?
Yeah, honestly, you would get freaked out, though. Like, you would have to keep your composure. You know what I mean?
Hold on a second. Turn the fucking tables. You're going down on this girl thinking you're a champ. And she goes, hey, can you find the clit one time? You suck at that.
I'm leaving.
It's going to give you some fucking...
I'll be like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
I say, point me in the direction. Give me my keys. I'm drunk.
Give me my wallet.
Where the direction is. The very top. Okay, but if you're missing it and she goes, hey, keeps grabbing your head and putting you where it's supposed to be, you're going to think, God, I can't even get a boner now. I'm out. Think about it from her side. Same thing. You give lousy head. Well, fuck you then. You ain't getting this.
So the coaching is out the window is what you're saying.
I don't ever say your blowjob sucks. I just don't ask for another
one. So the grabbing of the head you consider like disrespectful? It
all depends on the girl. Some girls like to be coaxed down there. But the whole point is when you get down there, if you're using your fucking chompers.
Your chompers.
I'm going to fucking put you on your back and we're going to do the business. And then I will never, ever push your head down there again.
Because
I don't
want elbows.
I don't want the organ grinder back on my dick again.
Ooh, the organ grinder. All right. What is the oldest women you guys have ever been with? And do you have a cutoff age?
Pass.
not for real. What do you mean pass?
Didn't you raise your hand to the Bible when we came before we did this?
Yeah, you said you're gonna tell the truth. Nothing but the truth. Yeah.
Of course I always tell the truth. Oldest that I know of. I think she's 59.
Dude, you're like 58. That ain't that big of a deal.
But you know, I'm not normally attracted to women my age.
But that's not as old as I thought when you said past.
59, I was kidding. 59 is the oldest that I know of.
I was really hoping you were going to say 70.
No. It just wouldn't
I think that's a bad question for someone of your age. I think, like, well, this is a good question for a younger person, maybe, that, you know, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, what's the biggest age difference?
Early 50s.
Yeah, what's
early,
the spread?
Early 50s for me.
You're talking 5 years.
Early 50s?
Early 50s
for me. See, early 50s for him because he's a lot younger. That's a huge spread.
What's the spread? What's the spread?
Well, I think he's 28.
That
right?
was.
Your age compared to your age.
I turned 20. No, what birthday was that?
20.
No.
Totally blocked this out of his memory.
No. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. It was 2014, so that was...
Let me help you remember. Come
6 years
grandma.
Ago.
20, come to grandma.
I was 26. 26. So I went to the swinger party in Columbus, and we fucked, and there was the 30-year-old girl that I was...
You said 51?
How ironic. 30-year-old girl.
53,
26.
That's a good age.
Yeah, that's
27 years.
That's a decent amount.
Now, I didn't...
27 years.
See, I thought the question was pretty cut and dry, but if you're talking about what the spread was,
I think it's a more interesting question.
When I was 17
Did it look like
years
a wilted
old
pumpkin?
Dude, it was the swinger place.
Like,
so
been
it was
sitting on the porch for
it
6 months.
It was all dark. It was all dark.
When I was 27 years old, or 17
let me just say this.
Old.
I bet she was romantic.
Let me just say this.
She was intimate.
She looked like a sexy Sarah Palin.
If you were going to say Linda Carter,
Sarah Palin
I would
is
killed
sexy.
You because you're not with
her. Sarah Palin, I find Sarah
it's fucking
Palin
hot.
Sarah Palin looks like...
She's dumb as fuck, but she hot.
All right, so when I was 17, I banged a 41-year-old. I sold clothes. I sold men's shirts and ties at a Dillard's. And she worked in the next department over, and she took me out.
So it's a 24-year
spread, yeah.
So Nick's winning.
Yeah. But it was fun, and it was not
did
fun.
Did you, I just want to know, did you crack it?
She was a pretty sexually aware woman.
Right. She was teaching you something.
Being that I was 17.
Yeah, she's
I was,
fucking a
but
teenager.
But did you show
really
up?
Into this.
What I'm asking is you show up.
Yeah, but it had a bad ending.
Ooh. I don't want to know.
Kitty needed a bath.
Ugh!
Kitty needs a bath. How old's Nana?
Are you talking about Nana?
Yeah, Nana. I wonder how old Nana is.
I think she's 64,
63. 64. Early 60s, yeah.
She dyes her hair, though, so.
Her hair is gray.
No, strawberry blonde, I think she tells me.
Is that what she calls it?
Or maybe platinum blonde. I forget
so,
what
yeah,
she says.
So, as far as the spread goes, it was 24 years. As far as the age go, I think she was 59.
So, it was Nana?
Nana's 63 or 64. You just said so yourself.
Wait a second. I'm trying to figure shit out.
Oh, no. I was just wondering how old Nana was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been trying to get my Keyshawn to fuck Nana for years. So I was just wondering what the age difference.
You were 17.
I was 17. She was 41. 41.
So that is
24
years, right?
And it was cool. It was like a graduate Mrs. Robinson thing. I was kind of into it.
That's different, too. That's different, too, because Nick, she was, what, 50-something? 50?
Yeah, 53. That was a longer spread.
40, 53. 40, a 40-year-old woman still got...
27-year spread.
Yeah, 41-year-old woman did have
you're
goodies.
You're talking about...
Well, she was also a child molester.
I was 17.
Yeah, if you're 41 fucking 17-year-olds.
Not in New York.
She wasn't
not
a teacher.
Maybe you'll be able to. You know, she wasn't a teacher.
The thing about it was
she taught you something.
I think she was like the Mrs. Robinson kind of thing, like I said before, because it only happened to once, and we had a good time, and she just wasn't
That's
interested
weird.
In doing it again.
It only happened once, but you had a good time?
I had a great time.
I mean, why? Well,
I was
happened?
17. Was
she,
I was banging a 41-year-old woman.
About
I had
it
the time.
She was
no. Problem. She was nice to me every time at work. Hey,
was
how
cool,
you doing?
Like nothing ever happened.
No, she was flirtatious and stuff afterwards, but I think she's just like, hey, I want to bang this kid once. And
yeah, keep it simple. Yeah. She's at that
so
age.
So what's your cutoff age now?
That makes sense, too, because he's only 17. I mean.
I told you, we've talked about this, and I know there's some very attractive older women out there, but I would say my cutoff age now would be, God, I feel like a dick saying it, but my age.
Your age?
I don't even believe
you would never
that.
Go above.
I don't
believe
I
you.
Think you're younger.
Well,
I think you're
she,
going younger.
I don't really have a cutoff age because if she was attractive and, hey, I'm a very attractive older lady and I'm 58, yeah, I'm hitting it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I don't look for, I look for women in the area of 40 to 45-ish. Yeah, that's what I'm attracted
it's combination,
to.
Combination, though. You need to have that mental thing going with that physical thing.
No, I don't need mental. I told you, I don't
so
care
you keep
about
it
relationships.
That, and that's why you're not going to the relationship.
He will well, fuck any mouth need, breather out there.
I don't. No, it's not it. But I just I
look at her. She's mouth breathing. Look at her mouth. Look
I
at
have
it.
The no commitment thing. I don't want to be interested in anybody. Therefore, I really don't.
I see what you're saying.
Worry about any feelings
do you, does,
coming
do you
into play.
Feel like that makes you feel a little shallow though. That you're
not in the least.
Way?
I was okay, married for a lot of years. And
I was
I'm single
pretty
now.
Shallow when I was in that mindset. Like I just like didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like
well, I was shallow before the whole time I was DJing. But you know what the cool thing is? I happen to be lucky enough to be banging a bunch of shallow people as well. So they didn't give a fuck either.
And I'm not ever calling you shallow by any means. I'm saying like it made me feel shallow when I was like that. Not saying that I was shallow or that, you know, that's the way I live my life. I'm just saying going for a simple plan kind of you take a little bit of a backseat to your own goodwill. You know what I mean?
See, I've always lived.
That sound crazy.
Honestly, this sounds really stupid, but I've always tried to do things. I never liked any drama when sex was involved. I never ever banged anyone's girlfriend or anybody's wife. I don't fucking do that ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever bang a girl that I know I don't like without telling her it's just a bang. I've never lied. And, you know, hey, I really like you. To
have you ever fucked?
Because I don't want the drama that comes with it.
Let me just ask you this quick question: Have you ever fucked a friend's? Friend's mom because healthy no, lad when I was 18 me. I fucked a friend's 44-year-old mother.
That's good.
So that's what that's 26 that's liked, 26 years difference.
I never liked drama with sex. If I was going to bang a girl, I let her know very clearly, hey, let's just have a good time. I don't want a relationship.
Physical, purely physical.
Well, because and if they say no, then they
that's
say
a hard,
no.
That's a hard conversation.
But guess
have.
What then? I don't have to have the crazy stalker the next day. Or the pissed off girl popping my fucking tires because I didn't call her. I've never had that.
So you have no age limit. Do you have a weight limit?
Yeah, well, if you're going to say, do I
get
have a
on the scale,
limit? No.
Fatty?
I'm not physically attracted to very heavy women.
Not that scale, this
you
scale.
You can be a big girl. You can be a big girl and carry
hold this
it well.
Up in front
and
of
you.
You
can get me hard as a fucking as Chinese math. But okay, but the whole point is
Chinese math is the same as English math.
No, they got that crazy theory. They got that crazy Indian theory they use, the not letters with numbers.
I have no weight limits, but if you're like, I'm just not attracted to Chinese BBW women.
Big black women?
Mean? Big beautiful women, they
I
call
think that
it.
Means big black women.
No, it means no, big
it
beautiful
does mean
women.
Big black
you know, you're going to try to turn
is
this on fucking racist again. You
I think you're trying to do.
Is that what it is?
You guys heard that. He don't like big black women.
I don't like.
Lizzo, call me. Call me
what?
Lizzo.
You all did hear it. And he
Lizzo.
Can go fuck himself and
call
and,
me.
And breathe fucking exhaust.
I'll talk to Brittany.
I'm not physically attracted to heavy, heavy women. If you can weigh 175, 180 pounds and carry it good, I got no issues. And you know, a lot of women aren't attracted to me. Cool. I don't hold that against you.
I think we have one of the most beautiful, attractive women.
But respect my fucking thing, too. You know what I'm saying? If you think I'm a fucking tub of shit, I'm down with that. Cool. I can still like you.
I get you. We're looking out of this, man.
Yeah, but I can't get an erection for a big, heavy set woman. I just can't.
I think he could.
I could get a beach. Now, if I knew it was only going to be a beach.
I bet if she was coaching you, you could.
Yeah. If she was blowing me, I could.
Yeah, coaching you.
Yeah, for 30 minutes.
But if I...
If she was looking at you and talking to you while she was smacking it on her face. And
I mean,
you were like, oh, okay. Put it this way. I see what you're talking about.
If a big, heavy set girl, and please, girls, I'm not ragging you. It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing. Mm. Like, maybe guys with fucking receding hairlines and belt, like, and dad bods aren't your thing. Well, I'm not pissed off at you. I'm not mad at you.
That's the way I've always looked at it. It's like,
I'm always reminded of my stinky, sweaty balls.
I'm not a lot of girls' thing, but I have my thing too. And put it this way, when we were talking before, like, I never like to come from head because I always like to wait for the pussy. If it was a big, heavyset girl that was blowing me, I'd be coming from that head.
You'd be going with that timer?
Because I couldn't.
Damn, it never happens. That never happens.
On top of that and keep my boner. And maybe women are going to say I'm
shallow.
Damn,
you
are
so sweet and special. You did it so good.
I'm just not
shallow.
It's just not what sexually turns me on. That's all.
Honestly, you know what? Having a woman in your life is a very difficult thing to do. And it's just because we are from one place and they are from another. And if you don't compromise.
They wrote a book about it.
Oh, yeah. It takes so much compromise. It is such, on both ends, it takes it from both ends. So, honestly, like, I respect your angle 100%. If I could successfully be successful doing the bachelor life, I probably would. But I know that I need that guidance from Venus.
But
because
if I didn't have that guidance,
I wouldn't.
You got a lot of Venuses in your life.
You don't
dude.
Have the discipline.
I got a lot of Venuses, that's for sure, Nick. But I don't have the discipline, and that's the East Side, man.
Everybody has something that turns you on and turns you off. And I never knew. Like, there was this girl that I used to work with at a bar, and I tried to fucking take this girl home for forever. I thought she was exactly what I wanted to see her naked so fucking bad, and yeah, but something happened after it happened, and I never knew it. She was blowing me, and everything was going great. I take the shirt off. She's got a hot little fucking body, and I roll her over to bang it, and she's got inverted nipples, and I lost my boner.
I've never seen that. I've never seen inverted nipples.
They were completely inverted, and my boner went
fucking
down,
crazy.
And I was so fucking
inverted
embarrassed.
Nipples.
What is they it? Went all the way in.
Did you pour a little liquor in them and sip out?
I guess the fact that I hadn't seen them before.
I haven't seen them before.
They just really turned me off.
Was they big? Like, were they normal size, or were they bigger
than normal?
It was
a hole, dude. It was
right.
a fucking
so,
hole.
Okay, would it been a normal, like, size circumference nipple, or was it something like
no,
saucer
no,
sized?
It was normal size. I thought I could keep myself turned on. I started sticking my pinkies in the hole. It didn't do it.
Listen, you should have done it with a little bit of, like...
That would have been my first thing, too. Yeah.
The fact that you thought about it and didn't do it is where
I'm
concerned.
I think it was some kind of mental thing, because I looked at it, and I'm like... Wow, I just don't like the look of that. And I don't know if it just
were you trying
me
to
out.
Pull them out, or are you trying to stick your finger in it and stick them like
well,
you kind of get them to come out? Or
I actually thought that if I sucked on them, they would pop
they
out.
Pop
it
out.
Didn't.
They
didn't. Did they come out when you were sucking on them?
No.
Were they relaxed?
Well, I don't know if they did. As soon as I took
you
my mouth off,
them,
they went back down.
Should have put the AC on. That's what you should have did. Should have put the AC on.
But the thing about it was, I felt like a dick because she was a way cool girl.
If you would have got them out, you could have pulled them tight and whistled with them like a cellophane.
The whole point is, I had never seen it before. And I think it was a psychosomatic thing where I looked at it and I went, hey, that's not normal. And my dick went down because it wasn't normal.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, I don't know what our buddy Brooke's talking about here, but she says I'm offended. So I'm just thinking she must have inverted nipples.
Oh,
that's what I'm going with. Oh, Brooke and her inverted nipples.
She's beautiful. She ain't got shit to worry about.
You know what? It was the first time for me. It just freaked me out a little bit.
You notice how he said first, Brooke, so there was a
Brooke's
second.
Brooke's cool
as
the other side of the pillow, and I'm never going to try to see her nipples, so you shouldn't be offended.
I'm sorry, Brooke, if you have inverted nipples. That's a shame.
It freaked me out because I'd never seen it. It's
honestly,
like,
you can get
can you
that
imagine
fixed,
being the girl?
Though, if you had it.
Can you imagine being the girl that was like fucking at a bar with some dude, okay? And because this has happened, not to me, but it happened to a buddy of mine. He's at a bar, and he's fucking hanging out with this girl, and they're getting along great, and he's a fucking good-looking built guy, and he's going to get him some ass. Well, they went home, and his dick's so fucking curved, he could bang around corners.
Hey, Ronies.
As soon as she dick's got fucking hard, and she saw that L looking at her, she fucking put her clothes on and fucking left.
She should have thought about it first. And said, is that going to go to the G-spot?
It didn't bend up in the good way.
Oh,
it bent
shit.
Sideways.
Damage.
But the whole point
damage.
Is, if you get in a certain position.
The whole point is, she saw it. It turned her off.
Yeah.
It was a fucking
pay
L.
Ronies.
He has a hard turn on his dick.
That's called
hard turn.
Pay Ronies. It's called Pay Ronies disease.
Pay Ronies disease is when your dick literally breaks and you get cartilage in your dick.
Yeah, and it turns like a 90 degree.
But this guy never had that.
It's got
he just
elbows.
Had a bent dick. And the whole point is, did he look at this girl like,
how do you know so much about Peyronie,
bitch? Because I know a friend who's got it.
That sucks.
But the whole point is, she saw it. Nah.
Yeah.
Not doing anything for me. And she got dressed and left. And she was a fucking bitch. Great. But, you know, he didn't fucking get, you know.
He should have slapped her with it.
What can you do? You know you got an L dick.
He should have slapped her.
It's going to happen sometimes.
He should have hit her with the hook.
You know, I thought more about these inverted nipples. And wouldn't it be nice? You guys were talking about earlier, like, you know, we asked you if you'd ever get married again. And you're saying, nah. But let me, what if you found your fucking soulmate? And the way you know that someone's your soulmate on a girl is she has inverted nipples her whole life until she meets that soulmate. And then her nipples pop out. And she knows that's the one.
Damn.
Wouldn't that be great if God set shit up like that?
I love your thought process,
I don't believe
JB.
In God, but I mean, if there was a God, I wish he'd set shit up
like
that.
Dude, I love the way you think, though. I really do, man. Like, it's like the littlest thing. He kind of, like, just brings a light out of it. Like, he's bringing the best light
is
out of it.
Is that just for females or both males and females?
Males and
ooh,
females.
I don't know. I mean, do you need another?
Let's say you
both?
Had
I guess
a
you do forget
let's
couples.
Let's say you had your dream girl, your future wife, and she's like, it just ain't big enough. And you're like, hold on. Hit a button on your chest. Bing! You got another 3-inch.
Well, then I'd never get married. If I had that bing, I'm hitting girl's way out of my league.
But she's already out of your league. I just said she was the love of your life, the girl you wanted to be.
No, that'd be crazy, though, if both male and female had inverted nipples, and as soon as you saw each other, your nipples
bing,
got
bing.
Hard, bing, bing.
Two buttons?
Then, yeah.
They make a noise.
Yeah, bing, bing.
The whole point was, like, if let's say I'm watching porn. And some girl in the
who
porn
does that?
Thing,
that's stupid.
And the girl, I do it all the time. It's but if
stupid.
The girl in the porn had inverted nipples, am I going to automatically turn it off? No, it wasn't that kind of deal. The whole point was I was all hot and horny and excited, and I've never seen them before. So when I did, it played some kind of trick on my fucking mind.
So you went to the porn site and put in inverted nipples.
No, this was in real life. He's saying that he was watching porn.
Oh, okay. So
you see it sometimes on porn. I've seen it a million times since then.
I've never seen it either.
But what I'm saying is,
who gets teeth 100 times and inverted nipples a bunch? I just don't get it. It's crazy.
I had a life.
I want to live your life. I want to be Chris Tees for like 20 years, from 20 to 40.
I just told him, I told Jason, that when you're a fucking DJ in a bar, the opportunities arise. They happen.
And I am aware of that. I
so
know that happens.
The whole point is, was it the inverted nipples that fucking turned me off? I don't know. Was it the first time seeing them?
Maybe it's the fact that you couldn't get them to pop out that was turning you off.
No.
Because
the whole point is,
you thought you were going to pop them out. You were like, I'm going to get these fuckers.
I just saw them and I was like, wow, that's different. It's like, let's say hypothetically you're at a bar.
Did you pay special attention to him? Did she like notice?
No,
that?
But I like titties, so I like to play with them when
put
we're
his fingers.
Right,
in.
Right. So that was pretty special attention.
Yeah, but see, it's like kind of like it's kind of like a belly button. She wasn't
did
into.
Did she
the,
ever tell you like, hey, listen, I got these like fucked up nipples.
No,
just want you to know before we get at it. Like,
hey, baby,
my shit like weird.
Come
looking,
back to the
man.
House. I got fucked up nipples.
Well,
but at the end of the day, I mean, honestly. Titties are titties.
I'll give you this story.
They're fun bags.
It's the truth. My buddy, God, his name is Mike.
Real quick,
Mike
before
C.
the story, did you come on her tits and fill up the hole?
He did not.
I didn't play swimming pool with her, no.
Wait a second. So you got it back
that
up.
Go at that point.
So you
no,
did get
I didn't,
it back up.
I didn't finish.
It
no.
was over. It was
yeah,
it.
But I tried really hard not
would
to
you do,
hurt her
would you go
feelings?
In the bathroom and act like you were sick or something? Like, how'd you play that off?
I had a rubber on and I acted like I came. I faked it.
That's impressive. So you were like, like that little kid.
I've done that a lot
mom
of times.
And dad in the back. She was like, you know,
if
I know
can
what
come
you
on demand,
doing.
Why are you faking anything?
That's impressive.
Well,
just come.
I have never
yeah, but
faked coming.
When I got really, really drunk, Dick, coming. I can't come okay. for anything.
Honestly,
I got gotcha.
I've never
and,
faked
and
coming.
This...
Have you faked coming?
No, why?
Have you faked coming, Minetti?
Yeah, to get out of a situation.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I did. That's what I do.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
How many times? How many times? I want to know.
About like 3 or 4.
So that is something that's a testament to your judgment. How the hell did you get yourself in that situation to where you had the fake come to get
because
out?
Because you're horny
well, because,
when you're drunk.
Yeah, but all of a sudden
hold
now
on,
you wanna...
Hold on. Okay.
Boyfriend? I don't know.
Well, no. She most of the time two out of the 3 or 4 times it happened. She just sounded horrible. She was having a nice... We were not having a nice conversation. She has a
what
nice
do you mean
voice.
By sounding horrible?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That turns me off. Sounds
really?
Like drunk horrible.
So she was a screamer, kind of like a moaner?
Not even
shit?
A screamer.
Just
like
fake
shit.
Some kind
yeah,
of agonizing...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Did you tell her to switch it up? Like, switch it up, babe.
No, I'm not going to fucking do that. Just be
switch
like,
it up.
Oh, I came.
Hey, Mickey Mouse,
peace.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Mickey Mouse.
Shut the fuck up.
Switch it up, babe.
Okay.
You sound like Nate on the first trip.
You know what I would have done? I would have backhanded her in the Adam's apple so it wiggled like a yodeler.
The whole point is, I tried my best.
Her Adam's apple, so it yodeled.
See, my buddy Mike dated this girl, and Mike was a good-looking fucking guy, and he can get any fucking girl he wanted. But there was this one girl he liked. He started dating her, and she wouldn't fuck him. She wasn't the type that fucked right away, and she made him
get married.
No, well, not get married, but had to at least be in some type of semi-monogamous relationship before she would do it. So he didn't fuck her for like a month, and the first time he got to fuck her, they went out of town for the weekend somewhere, and he pulled her pants off, and he said her fucking clit looked like a small dick, and it freaked him the fuck out. She had a giant clitoris.
She's on them roids.
She had a giant clit.
She was taking roids,
bro. She got that China clit.
He looked at it kind of like that, and he's like, God, this girl's fucking
perfect.
What was
perfect. Boy cool Meets World? What was his girlfriend's name?
Never seen the show.
Boy Meets World?
Never seen it.
Topanga.
Topanga. That's what that was. That's called a Topanga.
Either way, he had a tough time with it. And how can you be an asshole? And how can anybody call you superficial?
I would have a tough time with that.
You can't be called superficial if something physically doesn't turn you on. It doesn't make you a shallow person.
No, I agree with you. You're just being honest.
What I'm saying is, it's like, I don't know, if Brooke was offended at the inverted nipple comment, or because Jason thought BBW meant big black women.
Imperfections
are perfection. BBW stands for big beautiful woman, not big black woman. Okay, for the fucking record against fucking Hitler.
The fact, look, okay, look.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, look. Craigslist, Casual Encounters are the only people that know.
Those things are hilarious.
Everyone
means.
Knows what BBW stands for.
No, I was.
You don't know what BBC means?
Big Girl black said, cock.
Big black cock.
That's why I thought big black
woman.
W was big black woman. That's what I thought it was.
No, it's big
I never
beautiful
click
woman.
On that. I don't,
oh, there you go.
I knew big was one of them.
He's like, you know what BBC is? Big black cock is big.
But I'm saying you're not on there looking for big black cock, but you know what the fucking
no,
abbreviation
but maybe,
means.
Maybe you want to look for big beautiful cock.
Like my woman dumps me.
You like all cock as long as it's beautiful.
How about if we had big beautiful cock, BBC, big beautiful cock?
That's what I just said.
Is that what you just said?
No, hey, get off my wood for
matter of fact, sipping. He said it like
I'm
three
sipping.
Times.
I'm sipping. I'm
all
sipping.
Right, we got any more questions?
No, the questions have been done for like a half hour now.
The whole point is, I think anybody has a right to be sexually turned on by what they're sexually turned on. And I didn't, believe me, I wasn't that fucking asshole. I didn't say, ooh, I'm leaving. I still tried to, kiss on her and show affection. I just had to fake the orgasm because I knew that my penis was going to start going down. So I have to act, I had to fake it because I wanted her to think, hey, he enjoyed himself. He came. He had a great time.
I got what you're saying.
So I was the nice guy there.
Yeah, I was the nice guy.
Actually, that's a humbling experience.
It is.
It's a humbling experience.
It's just like, what do? You go out with a girl that's fucking who you really like and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And her fucking stuff stinks.
You don't
want to
hurt nobody.
And her stuff stinks.
And you don't want to hurt her feelings or nothing.
No. I mean, you know how many girls
I've
jumped in bed with that have come up with some type of excuse to fucking leave? And you know what I say? See you soon. Have a good day. Fuck it. They found something on me
that
they didn't like.
And then you let that 12-second fart when she walks out.
No, I think maybe I did it before she decided to leave. Maybe that was the reason.
Like, damn it, the Indian feud.
Hey, so we're not ending yet, but let's get to the would you rather.
I got a good would you rather. Are we that time already?
We're at 10.
Hour 10.
That's crazy.
All right, I got a would you rather, and I made this one with Nolan in mind because I knew he was coming.
That's fucked up.
Because you're married, and Nick's about to be married. So here's your would you rather. Would you rather.
Nick, I love you, brother.
Take your wife,
brother,
to an adult bookstore.
Hulk Hogan's best wrestler ever.
What? What'd you say?
I just wanted to put that out there.
I'm glad he got that in there.
I just want to put that out there. Ain't no 316 up in this motherfucker. You hear me?
Would you rather take your wife to an adult bookstore glory hole that she has to work the glory hole for 4 hours, or work it yourself for 30 minutes?
Okay. Quick
That's
question.
Fucked up.
Stop. Oh, hold on. Question.
That's not legal.
Average amount of people that go in during the 4 hours.
There's going to be some dicks coming through those holes.
Two cocks an hour? We're talking 8 cocks?
Hold on. Wait.
I'd say.
Stop. Hold on. Let them do the math.
Elaborate and listen.
Yeah, let's just say one cock every 20 minutes is going to come through.
All right. So it's either she sucks
I don't swallow.
24 dicks.
I'm not swallowing
shit.
Oh, if 4 hours.
4 hours, 20 minutes
I'll
per
throw
cock,
up on it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or she's it's sucking me sucking dicks. One cock in 30 minutes.
Three cocks, right? Wasn't it?
No,
well, no, you're going to be in there for 30 minutes.
Oh, you're going to be
that
in there for 30
so
minutes.
That is so fucked up,
you
dude.
You can't really do the how many because you never know.
That's fucked up.
You're right. You could be some quick loaders.
Some of those glory holes got a hole on both sides. You got dick waiting. But the whole point is, would you
for my wife?
When Tease gets these.
I do the 30 minutes for my wife, no problem.
Hell yeah. When Tease gets the swinger party down, he's going to be actually letting his wife fist two more and cut the time down to what?
Don't have a wife.
It's not important.
So what's it going to be? Your wife works it for 4 hours or you
work
it
for
30 minutes?
I work it for 30.
I have to say the same fucking answer, man. I'm working. I'm,
in any minute
I'm
now, your wife's going to respond. You're taking the 30.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
I'm
what,
sure. She's
I will
gonna
have
watching
a that. Load of vitamin E baby oil on my palm as well just to try to fake them out.
Hey, give as much hand as you want, but you better take care of something that pops
but
in.
But I don't have to swallow the load.
No. Just got to get it off. They don't care if you swallow it or not. They don't know.
What if I bring a friend to swallow the load?
Nope. It's you or then your wife.
He's gay. He might be all right with that.
No, bring in the stunt cock. Either your wife works it for 4 hours or you work it for a half.
No big gay Ron, all right?
God, that's so crazy.
Whatever.
That's actually
probably
not
a trademark name.
That's, yeah.
Wasn't that his name?
Yeah.
Big gay Ron?
You're the one that told me the story. In the hotel?
Big Gay Ron.
Your wife left her cell phone charger in the living room, and we're not saying any names, but your wife left her cell phone charger in the living room.
No names.
Oh, my God.
You walked out there, and somebody was ball deep in a poop chute.
My cell phone charger. I had to wake up in the morning, and my charger was in the living room. We were in the bedroom. Two guys just met. They're so happy, and they're horny in my living room. I got to go get my charger for my phone. It's in the living room, and it's behind the couch where they are at. And at the end of the day, I got to see some shit, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how hard you squint your eyes. When you're trying to look for something, you're still going to see shit. And I'm just saying.
The funniest part of that
story. I love these people. One of them stuck their neck out for me.
Don't say the name.
No, one of them stuck their neck out for me, and it was
yeah,
the reason why.
Because he wanted you to stick your neck somewhere.
Hey, look. If I was gay, my man would never be over 6 foot. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I got a little ass. And I don't want nothing tearing it up. I don't want that episiotomy.
Looking like a retarded Kennedy.
I do want some of this Woodford in the shut up Cincinnati. This thing is so nice, bro.
Anyway.
You guys, man, I thank you so much for having me on here, man.
No, it's a great time.
This shit is
hey, what, so, are you, what are you doing, by the way? Are you sucking those dicks or are you making your wife do them?
What are you talking about?
Would you rather? I don't know if you've ever answered it.
I just did say I would do.
Oh, you're going to try to trick
30
him,
minutes.
But you're still, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But I was trying to find out if there was another way, if I could bring somebody with me. Do I got to do
nope.
it alone?
Nope.
What if I can use my hands to shorten the time?
Well, now, if they let you.
All you guys out there listening, you got to answer for yourself. What would you do if you were
30
married?
Minutes. 30 minutes, chapped, fucked.
Because we've already heard the answers
from these
three
cocksuckers
here. Me and
Minetti, side by side, just gagging on shit.
These three cocksuckers here
have
already answered the
question. I'll throw up on it.
It's true, I guess. I don't know
I just can't live. I'm sorry. I just can't. Make
Minetti, would you throw up on it? Would you throw up on it?
I don't give a fuck. I'm just not going to allow my wife to fucking suck 12 fucking
Bring a throw towel. Bring a throw towel. Bring a throw towel. Wear a lot of eyeliner and let it go.
I would get bit by a rattlesnake before I sucked the dick. You would duck out before the gardener stink, so we got to watch who we call him.
No, no.
Dick suckers around here.
What would you do?
Oh, he don't have a wife.
We can't ask him.
He don't have a wife. It's a different question.
He'd be like,
"Should
be sucking dick."
I'd do the same thing. It's a painful would you rather. It's a painful would you rather.
All right, we'll switch yours around.
It is a painful. Yeah.
Would you make, and we're talking about the of age ones, would you make one of your sons suck a dick for 4 hours and do the glory horror you do?
Damn. He brought the kid in.
I'd suck the dicks. I'd suck dicks.
Exactly. So it's kind of the same thing as someone you love. So in the end, you're protecting the people you love.
And for the record, as terrified as I am of snakes, if you gave me the option, suck a dick
or
get bit by a fucking snake.
You get bit?
I would get bit by the fucking snake.
Wow.
But you don't have a price, so that don't make any sense. Then you do have a price.
Well, I'm terrified of snakes.
Yeah, I get it.
But if it wasn't poisonous, it's better than getting cock in my mouth.
What if it had
paranese? I'll take the poison. As long as it ain't going to kill me,
we're
good.
What if it had paranese? What if it was, like, elbowed up like this?
You couldn't do much with it. You still say you would get bit by a snake.
I'd get bit by a non-venomous snake before I suck a dick.
Now it's not venomous.
I said it before. God, you don't hear anything.
I don't hear everything.
You're on drugs.
It's called limited capability.
It's called selective hearing.
Yeah, it's east side, man. That's what
he's getting old too, man.
I am too.
Is it joke of the daytime? Because I got two options here.
I am.
I don't know if we're joke of the daytime. Yeah, we can hit it though and talk a little bit after. I don't fucking care.
All right, I got a couple good jokes of the day, but I'm gonna give one of my favorites, and if we have time later, I'll throw the other one out there because I came with two good ones.
Let's go.
There's a guy walking down the street. He doesn't have a job, and he sees a sign in a little club window that says "hiring piano player." I've never told this one on here, right?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
It says
that we know of
for hire.
Yeah.
Piano
looking
player.
Into it.
I got
and
a bad memory
a
too.
He dashes.
Nick,
in.
Are you looking into? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He dashes in the bar and he says, "Hey, I want to apply for that piano player job." And the guy said, "Well, you're gonna have to audition." He said, "No problem." He sits down. He busts out a tune on the piano, and it's the most beautiful thing the fucking bar owner's ever heard. Guy's going, "Oh my God, you play so beautifully! Are you classically trained?" He goes, "Well, not only that, I write my own pieces." He goes, "That number you just played, you wrote that?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "Well, what's it called?" He said, "It's called I'm Going to Fuck You in the Ass Till Your Butthole Bleeds." And the guy said, "That's the name of it?" He goes, "Yeah, that's the name of it."
You like it?
He said, "Can you play me another one?" So he sits down. He plays this fucking beautiful tune. Guy's crying. He's like, "Man, you just play so beautifully. What's that called?" He said, "That one's called I Want to Fuck Your Mom and Your Dad." He goes, "The song's called I Want to Fuck Your Mom and Your Dad." He goes, "Yeah." Plays him one more. He said, "What's that song called?" He said, "That one's called Fuck You, I Hope You Die." He said, "How can you name it that? It's such a beautiful tune." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what. You're obviously qualified for the job. You play beautifully. You just have to make me a deal that you won't tell any of the customers what your tunes are called."
Right.
Okay. He goes, "Okay." So the guy goes in on his first night and he's playing the piano. Well, fucking word's getting around town how good this guy is. And the place is fucking packed. And he's playing his piano and everybody's loving him and fucking getting into it. And he says, "Hey, I'm going to go take a break and I'll be back in a few minutes." And the place is standing applause for this guy. And he goes to the bathroom and he comes walking out. And as he's getting ready to sit on the piano, this woman says, "Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you know your zipper's down and your cock's hanging out?" He said, "Do I know it? I wrote it."
That is a good one. I like that.
That's
one.
A great joke.
It's a long setup, but yeah.
It is. That's a great joke.
That was a long setup, but it was still a
I
good
saw a guy
left.
Tap into a dice game with his cock hanging out one time.
What?
Apron
now?
To the side, cock hanging out his pants.
Like a dealer?
Yeah. The fucked up part was he was on stick for 20 minutes. I tapped him out off a stick. He went to base. And so he was on stick for 20 minutes. I'm the one that noticed it when
with
I was on base.
Dick
I, was,
out?
I was like, "Hey, dog, look." At your dick. It's hanging. You
yeah,
know.
But how impressed would you have been if he would have pushed the dice with it?
Well, nobody's pushing the dice with dick. If somebody pushes a dice with dick, I'm going to, I'll suck that dick for free.
My buddy could have pushed him if the shooter was right here because his dick was hooked just like the end of a dice.
Hey, Ronies.
He stick his dick on the end of a stick. Use it as
that's fucked up. I ain't never pushing the dice.
All right,
out.
Let me throw one more joke at you.
Let's see it.
This is a good one. There's this doctor, and he's all upset, and he's depressed, and he goes into a fucking Catholic church, and he says, "Father, can you give me a confession?
You're
I got to confess.
Church,
I'm going crazy." Priest says, "Sure." He says, "Well, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm a medical doctor and a married man, and against everything that I've ever believed in, I had sex with one of my patients today." And the priest says, "Well, sir, do you say you were married?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm married." And he said, "Well, you've cheated on your wife. That's adultery. You definitely have to make it right with her. I advise you to tell her what happened and do whatever you can do to save your marriage." He said, "But as far as the other end goes, was it hardcore sex?" He goes, "Well, it was oral. It was anal. It was everything. We started flirting and it happened." And he said, "Well, I'm sure you're not the only doctor in the world who's ever had sex with a patient." And he says, "No, sir, but I bet you I'm the only veterinarian."
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
See, now, if you really want to go to hell, toss
that's
a
pediatrician. That's why I wanted to go to veterinarian school right there.
Oh, really? You thought about being a veterinarian? I don't believe
man.
That for a second.
Sheeps.
I thought of being a mortician, but not for that reason.
How about they make sheep womb condoms?
You wanted to be a mortician for the drugs.
You didn't want to be a mortician for real?
Yeah, I have a friend that owns, my best friend
Lemire?
Owns a couple different, the Nuri funeral homes.
Yeah, over in Amelia.
Yeah, Nuri, not Nur.
I said Nuri. Yeah. What did I say?
Either way, he owns that
said
one.
Nur.
And he owns two others, and so I kind of had
that's
an
your
in.
Buddy, huh?
Yeah, it's my buddy's dad.
Okay,
but
what's
he always
his
liked
name?
Me, that so was, if I went to okay. school, you know, if I went
don't
to school.
Don't you need a degree for that?
Yeah, yeah. I would have had to
it's
go to school,
like
but I'm saying I would have had a good leg in because I don't think he wants to keep it after he
oh,
retires.
Good
neither
gig.
Of the kids want it or anything.
That's a gig that doesn't
so I thought
quit.
About getting into it and maybe fucking sucking up a little bit and try to get the business eventually. You know what I mean? Like
it's a gig that
to buy it from him, not you know, not get it handed to me.
I don't
but
think I could
you still
do that.
It?
I think that would creep me out.
Yeah, it's a little too late. I think he sold it actually. I think he still owns it for now, but there's someone in place.
You know what? I think. First of all, that kind of stuff creeps me out really bad.
I lived there for a couple.
But
for
what
a while,
happens
so.
The first time you go in there and it's a baby or something?
Yeah, dude.
You know
don't
what
get
saying?
Me wrong. That's bad. And there's that whole thing. I wouldn't want to. Yeah. I always said that if I own the funeral home, he takes it the opposite way. He's the one that you talk to a lot of times when you go there.
He don't see shit.
You know, well, no, he sees shit. I think he's full operation, but I'm saying like that wouldn't be what I want to do. I don't want to talk to that family while they're arranging the funeral and stuff like
you
that.
You want to be just taking care of the body.
Just take care of the body and take care of the actual funeral because they also execute the funeral too. You know, getting
honestly,
everything together.
That would
so
take a lot of courage, like to.
I would have nightmares,
exhume, or not exhume, but you know, put
embalm.
Yeah, embalm a body and then go talk to the family. Like, you know, this is what I did. I put this on them.
Yeah,
that
then,
would be the most difficult job in the world, man. Like,
and then
yeah,
you
it
actually,
would be.
And then you got to actually sell stuff.
But it is. It
yeah.
is. It,
like
yeah, that's
not,
the worst part.
Not for nothing. If you want to be a good mortician. You're trying to, well, you know, this casket is gold trim, and you really want them to be in the most comfortable position.
I think at the end of the day that you got to think in your heart 100% of what you do is help people, you know, taking care of their rested.
Yeah, that's the way he's always talked to me about
it. So,
like,
if you can't flip that mindset and go into that, then you obviously... Like you said, I mean, I don't know,
walk
man.
In there and see a little kid.
You know that's
my
the whole
thing
about being cops, too.
Kids
and
below.
Like, and first responders, nurses and all that.
I'm such a great person at work. I work at a casino.
I could suck the blood out of an old person all day long, and I wouldn't
feel
that bad
about
it.
Yeah, they live a good life.
But you're right. You know, the first time you get some 5-year-old died of leukemia or something like that.
Yeah, fuck
that.
I'm out.
You know, I try to join St. Jude's to be a volunteer.
Children's Cancer Research?
Well, no, St. Jude. I think it's Burn Research. Is St. Jude Burn Research? I think St. Jude the...
This burn,
dude, talking talk in the
it's
microphone.
Like, it's like a burn research. Anyway, St. Jude. I try to join them. To be a volunteer, it was such a process. It was like 4 days that I had to communicate with them back and forth, sign an application, fill out a thing, do an interview with them. And, you know, basically, by the time it's like buying a gun. 3 days later, I'm like, man, I got a shit on my plate now.
Yeah, all that just to talk to a couple teenage Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I just wanna help, man. Why does it have to be a 4-day process? Teenage Freddy Krueger, that's so fucked up. God, dang it.
I
love Eastside. Eastside till I die. 100. But at the end of the day, I tried, and they fucking made it such a process. Like this guy's, I felt like a criminal. I actually felt like a criminal because of the way they were like interviewing me. And I was just like wanting to.
Well,
hang.
I mean,
like I just wanted to hang
you
out
don't
with
want
some
any,
kids.
I know, but you don't want any creep just having access.
And that's
either,
true too. But
you know what I mean?
Just like you said, getting a gun, it took like this.
You're right.
How come I got to wait 4 days to help out a kid? Just like
I'll give you one checkers. Even better. I've got a friend, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a sucker for babies. I love them. I think they're cute, and I want to pick them up, and I want to hold
100.
Them. I'm all about babies.
I'm the
exact I think
opposite.
All men are.
Get the baby away from me.
Really?
Oh no.
My
see.
Baby was awesome. My and relatives and stuff like that. But like a friend's baby and stuff. I'll wait till you're about 9 months or something, or you can take a drop.
Oh, see, I you love know? Babies. I love them. I've always loved them.
It's the fragile
like
part.
If his new baby part. Was in here, I'd be give her to me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm holding her.
Well,
you know,
you can't because COVID. But
COVID, yeah. But the whole point is, they have an actual coming. Volunteer it's position at hospitals called a baby cuddler, and what you do is like
they do actually have
you
baby
go cuddles. In there.
They cuddle.
And you pull
I'll
baby.
Make money. I can cuddle. I can make some money. Manetti cuddle me.
Listen to the story first. You actually go in there. You're in the NICU, and there's all these babies born. Their mom's gone or whatever, blah, blah, blah. The nurses can't pay attention to all these babies that are crying. So what you do is you pick up the babies that are crying and rock them to sleep and do all that stuff. Okay? You literally have to pay $200 or whatever for your own background check. And you have to go
to be a baby cuddler?
Because, I mean, think about it. You're talking about babies.
No, I get it. I get it.
But
I mean, in that situation, you know what? Honestly, all of them put together, I get it. I get it. But it's so frustrating. Like, when you want to do some good and it takes so the process.
Well, during
this
COVID process, I tried to volunteer at seniors' homes delivering Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, you told me that, and I told you.
I was told no. She said, we don't need any more. We're good.
Oh. So
I don't
want to
hear any shit.
Right.
About them saying, we need volunteers. Fuck you. I tried.
Yeah, because you guys delivered so many pizzas. How many pizzas did you guys deliver?
415.
Yeah, that's fucking
$3,000 worth, whatever the fuck
amazing.
That is.
Hey, a lot of good people out there, man. A lot of people donated money.
Guys, what you guys are doing right now with this podcast is amazing.
We're just telling dick jokes.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, like...
and delivering pizzas.
At the end of the day, like, I'm just, you know, this is episode 35, I believe.
35.
I'm still going through all the episodes, and I'm happy you guys had me, man.
Oh, we had a great time.
Talking
bro.
To the microphone.
These guys right here are my people right here. These guys are my people.
My peeps.
7 years I've known all y'all. And
God, it's been 7 years
seven
now.
7 years, man.
It has been a long while.
Seven motherfucking years.
7 years, yeah.
7 years of quality life.
I still feel
and
like
we all
I'm
been together.
Breaking.
We switched departments.
You're not a break-in anymore.
Same departments. We switched positions. He still can't deal dice? I don't know. What? No, but
hey,
seriously,
man.
At the end of the day, man, if I can't walk in the pit and see you two and this guy, I'll go in his office all the time, man. I'll be like, hey, what's up?
I spend all my break time in Nick's office.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. You're going to get everybody in trouble.
No, it doesn't get anybody in trouble. If a customer walks in, I walk right out. With all this COVID bullshit that's going on, I've quit watching the fucking news.
Don't watch it.
I've quit watching it, and I don't know what the cases are, if they're spiking in places, if they're dropping. All I know is that somebody I know said that his mom and dad went to work a week ago, and suddenly 8 or 9 people that they work with all tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, but you tell me, because you watch the news more than I do. What are the cases doing since everything in the country started opening?
Spiking.
Are they all spiking?
Honestly, I don't.
There's like 12 states spiking.
I don't watch the news a lot. I read a lot of the news, but ever since the George Floyd thing took over the news cycle, you just don't hear about it much. Now, they are, you know, if you search down further, you see that the cases are rising pretty much across the country. You know what I mean? It's not getting better. It's getting worse. Not monumentally worse, but, you know, we just opened things back up, too. So there is a good chance that shit will hit the wall again. I mean, who fucking knows? I don't know what their expectations are at this point.
My mom and family lives in Arizona, and that's where I'm from. And when they started opening stuff up, the cases went crazy spiking.
I just want to know somebody personally. I just want to know one person.
I just
want to
have one dead body in my back
pocket. Not one dead body. I want to know somebody.
I know three.
I don't know anybody.
We work
and it drives
with
me crazy.
People that have relatives.
Yeah, and I know personally three.
Underlying issues?
And they all said the same thing.
Okay.
Symptoms. No, they all said the symptoms were the same thing. They said it was really weird. It was like having a flu or a cold. Mm-hmm. But they said the weirdest part about it was they lost their sense of smell and taste.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't smell or taste
anything.
So if
you lose your sense of taste, get the fuck up and go to the hospital. If you lose your sense of taste, get the fuck up and go to hospital.
How about this? If you lose your sense of taste and smell for 10 days or 2 weeks,
that's because
eat
he's
healthy
holding
shit, lose a few fucking pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Eat healthy shit.
Well, it
you can't
doesn't
eat,
matter.
Can't taste
you know
it.
What? They say that.
Can't
too.
Taste it. You're right.
You know what?
If you can't healthy taste life, it, may as well eat nothing but kale.
Healthy diet.
I'll eat kale and wheat germ and all that shit
wheat
while
germ.
I got COVID.
This guy's been on keto for fucking a year and a half and shit.
He's off and on.
Yeah, I am now because I don't want to lose a
he's,
whole lot
yeah,
more.
Yeah, he's a retainer at this point.
But he has made me a believer.
And what keto? Well, yeah, mm-hmm. It works. They, of
him and
it works.
Jess? Jessica?
I don't
Luce?
Know this. Oh, yeah,
she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she's lost tons.
That's my girl, man. She lost a lot of weight.
You know, like I said,
I told her about it. I was like, you're going to get in a catatonic state if you keep doing it for too long. So you got to switch off, switch on, switch off, interact.
Well, I hit the weight that I wanted to hit. So now if what I do is I eat what I want.
You did that when you were a set. No, he was 17. He hit the weight he went. Oh, no, that was the age. I'm sorry.
I just checked my
54.
Scale.
54, God damn.
If I gain enough weight and I put on a couple pounds, I go back on it to drop them back off. That's all I'm doing.
But
now.
You know how to do it. You know the discipline it takes. So
it's not
real
hard.
Your brain memory, not muscle memory, but brain memory is there to understand that you have that capability to do what you do.
Yeah.
And it's not hard, like you said. It just sucks.
It does suck.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like late night snacks, there's nothing. You know, how much cheese can you eat? You know?
Well, but the good news is after being on it so long, I've learned some of the secrets on how to eat some
things.
Good shit. Yeah. Like,
honestly, you should share that shit, like 100%. You've been successful with this. This is something that I think that you need to put it in forefront. Like, this is what I did, and this is how I did it.
Right.
I put out because you were successful with it. So it might just spring for somebody. Somebody.
Teases keto diet and fuck stories.
Fuck stories. You know, like, I don't know about fuck stories.
It's a great.
He's going to be
book.
In the swingers club with his green card.
You know
like,
what?
I don't have this, and I don't.
I could
have
probably
that.
Write a book of fuck stories and get away with something.
I have never had syphilis, just so you know.
Have you ever seen that movie? It's called I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell.
I know the guy who you're talking about.
It's a funny fucking movie.
Do I need
yeah,
to
the
Google?
Guy's full of shit.
Yeah. He literally treats. He's
have you
the
seen
guy
Serbian
that,
story? Or Serbian
he's the guy
film?
That walks up to two girls and he says, "Hey, how you doing?" And the girl goes, "Hey, how are you?" And he goes, "I'm certainly not talking to you. I'm talking to her." He's yeah. that asshole, you know.
He is. Apparently, it's
wait
a lot
second.
Of it's fake, but
this guy,
it's still funny.
This
it's
hilarious.
Been around for a minute, hasn't he?
No, yeah, he's a young guy who
he had a book first, and then they yeah. made a movie off of it. And you know, I had read the book and watched
I think
the movie.
I know who you're talking about
it's just some shitty dude, basically. But you know,
just a guy who's funny, materialistic. Fucking.
Isn't that the guy who said he shit his pants in the hotel room and
yes.
he was like smearing it across the
yes.
floor?
Yes.
Yeah,
what
I remember that.
Fuck?
I remember that book.
There's a lot of shit in it.
When you're 16
funny.
Years old, you think it's the most, oh, he's such a cool guy. He's so awesome.
Rah.
No, he's
just
a fucking frat
asshole,
bro piece
yeah.
of shit.
That's what he is. He's like a frat guy. That's it.
That's exactly
he
what he is.
I just.
So what are we looking like on time?
I don't know.
Hour and 32 minutes.
Oh, shit. We're there then.
I want to know when we're going canoeing again, Manetti.
I went Thursday, nice. Friday, beautiful weather. When I get my days off, I'll go again because.
Oh, you went Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
With this Alex?
Guy. I went Thursday with Alex, my
Did
buddy.
You take your fucking cats, at least?
No, I didn't take my fucking
Jesus.
Why would I take my cats?
Because, get them out of the fucking house, man. Show them some respect.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
You're going hard on these cats.
Yeah,
the
because
fuck?
I'm just like wanting to go canoeing, too. I can't take the fucking kids canoeing.
All right,
so you
dude.
Take the cats canoeing. I want to go canoeing with you.
Well, Ben, what
go canoeing
well,
with you?
Did Alex hit you up? Because Alex supposedly like hit up like 30 people, but he, you know.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's surprising.
He wants to go whitewater rafting.
He always goes.
No,
he goes every year.
Well, I thought he was talking about the rapids, and he was like, "Oh, go to Green Acres," and
he's
I totally
like,
forgot
go
the
to
name
West
of
Virginia.
It.
West Virginia. We're gonna camp out for 8 days, and we're gonna hit 5 water rapids.
I'd like to do that.
I'm like, I just want this bourbon.
I like to do that. Yeah. Right. Are you gonna drive home?
No, hell no. Oh, I'm Ubering.
Fuck. Good luck.
JB's driving me. JB got me.
He's driving you anywhere?
He already told me.
T has to go right.
He
to
already
Kentucky,
asked his wife. He already asked his wife.
No, I went with Alex C. on Thursday. It was a beautiful day. I had a great time.
It was a perfect day.
Perfect day. My buddy texted me. He's like, hey, next time, text me
You know,
me
when
about
we
that.
Went, we took my dog. You remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember that. It was a good time.
You
we
can't take
a bald
your cat.
Eagle.
You can't take your cat. Yeah, we did. Actually,
did you, really?
You know what? You guys listen to this. So I ain't trying to shout out to any river excursion right now because I think it's probably not smiled upon. But anyway, we were canoeing, me and Manetti. And we were just chilling, man. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. Me and him were having a great day. And
hour and a half.
Hour and a half. So anyway, we're sitting there on the river, quiet as fuck, just me and him. And I'm literally leaning back in the canoe, like laying on my back. And all of a sudden, I see two bald eagles, like in uniform, like the Blue Angels.
I don't think I've ever seen that. That'd be cool.
Listen, they wanted Nick saw them too. They wasn't even 20 feet above us. One goes down the water. I think he went to go. Get a fish, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm like, Nick, look. Nick, like, okay, so the one flies off. The other one goes in a tree that is literally hanging over the river. So we kind of canoe down real soft. And we just watch these two eagles, like, just sit there and freaking flap their wings and communicate.
Majestic.
It was majestic. It was. It was. It, honestly, Nick.
I think it'd be pretty cool to see a fucking bald eagle flying over your head.
50 times at least.
Yeah, that was a great time because we also went to go a Reds game afterwards. We went to Zazu's. We got fucked up. I mean, yeah. It was a great, like, 36
hours.
We
had a dog that was like a fish out of water. He was acting great. He was mounting every girl that was on a bank. This dog's fixed. He had his foreclaws in all their hips. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what they looked like. My dog ran up on every girl on a bank. We would be canoeing down the river. Gunner would jump out of the canoe right over on his paws to the bank and just mount any girl that was on that bank.
Did his lipstick come out?
Oh, God, yeah. His shit was...
He had a couple of red rockets.
I was like, what am I supposed to do? I can't catch
it. I bet you Wolfie's got a big dick.
I felt so bad. Have you ever?
It's good size.
Have you ever been in a situation where your dog was like mounting everything and just fucking riding it? And like you don't have any control of it. And you're like trying to get him and you can't get to him because he's faster than you.
You got
to
get him
fixed. And these girls are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And they're in bathing suits. They're like literally half naked. And he's just rubbing his lipstick all over him.
What
like,
kind
just
of dog?
Golden Doodle.
A golden doodle.
Yeah. Crazy golden doodle, wasn't he, Nick? Like, I mean, this dude was on a mission and he's fixed. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's fixed. They don't do that shit.
Why is he horny?
Well,
my dog
has no balls.
No.
Yeah, you know, my dog, Kane, has a rainbow unicorn in the basement, a gigantic stuffed rainbow unicorn. My dog loves fucking that thing. He's fixed. It's the only thing he ever gets sexual with. But when he goes down, you'll go downstairs and you'll just see him over in the corner just fucking that rainbow unicorn.
You know what's funny? My dog, who's getting old now, he's probably like 15, 16 years old. He's a smart motherfucker. He's fixed too. He will literally take the throw blankets, the real soft ones that you buy at Christmas time.
Those are called couch blankets. Brittany calls them couch blankets.
He actually takes these things off.
Don't
fucking,
touch a couch blankets.
And he folds it up. You know, he like balls,
oh, he
them
balls
up.
It up and then tries
so
to put it.
So he can grab a hold of it. But I mean, he'll literally sit there for
so
10
he can
minutes.
Mount it.
So he can fuck it.
The fuck out of it.
No, he doesn't blow anything on him, but. You know, you'll see.
Well, that's good.
You say, God, I know that.
Because you would be intimidated.
Spread out and laid on the couch, and now it's folded into a perfect pussy
shape. Could you imagine if he shot one across the couch and hit him in the face with it?
I should give him some major
loads. Chris would be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to
Have you ever seen someone jerk off a dog?
Oh.
On the internet?
Oh, I've seen it twice in real life.
That is so fucked up. Did you Google that?
No, I just have weird friends.
God. That is so fucked up. Eastside,
no, I've never seen live bestiality.
Yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure my buddy Chris jerked off my beagle. I think that was one of them.
I'm sorry. You're pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure it was him. I don't remember that one was the completion. But I think it was.
That's almost like Eyes Wide Shut when Tom Cruise walks in and he sees JB's buddy fucking jacking off a dog.
Yeah, and then I seen another.
And then
time
Chris
at a party.
Teases in the corner like, I'm gonna hit her with a missile. I'm gonna hit this old broad with a missile.
You know, and I think this I got time, that pill. I think he was there the second time too. I'm pretty sure it was a party in Milford. Somebody did it. I don't know. I've definitely seen two dogs get jerked off to completion. I have that memory. I don't remember the exact details around it.
That's gross, man.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me, but you
know, well, I remember I
it was kind of funny at first, and you know, I don't consider it animal abuse. I mean, that dog's getting off. He's
loving
it.
Have you ever been mounted?
You consider it bestiality, right?
Have you guys ever been mounted by a dog? Have anybody
if you're doing it for joy, yes.
Have you guys, any of you ever been mounted by a dog in a vulnerable state?
In a vulnerable state? Not in the vulnerable state.
I have been mounted by a pit bull on the side of a pool. I was sitting on the side of a pool.
Let me remind
you. The same size.
It's an hour and 40 minutes. Do we really want to talk about
sitting
it?
Sitting on the side of a pool, and my buddy's dog gets out, and he's like, got his thumb claws in my collarbones, believe me, just come out of nowhere and hit me with the trigger. I was like, what is this, a semi-automatic?
Trigger.
What is going on here? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was like, you need to put your dog up, man. On the side of a pool. I was completely vulnerable. I just dumped in the pool. You know what he did? He jumped in after me. He came after me, and I had to save his ass.
You know how you get a dog to quit humping your leg, right?
No.
Pick him up and suck his dick.
That's
the most
that.
Fucked up shit.
That's an old Amelia trick.
That is so fucked up. Now I know why you have cats, Minetti. I know why you have cats.
I have a cat.
I have two cats and a dog.
It's my son's cat. But,
oh, you got a dog now?
Lives with me.
Yeah, I've always had a dog.
Wait a second. I
never saw the dog.
A little dog.
Saw the cat.
It's like cat size. I think the cats might be bigger.
Are you sure?
Cats
it's not
are
a cat.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, how's that go? How's that situation?
I think my cat is bigger than my little dog, my little Bichon poodle.
My dog works at the Cincinnati Children's as a therapy dog. He's fine.
If you see a cat bigger than my dog, fucking run.
Fucking lion.
That's a saber-toothed tiger.
I think I saw one down the street. It was white, and it had like Siberian stripes on it.
There's a cat down the street that's the bravest cat I've ever seen.
It's white?
It will lay.
Is it white?
I don't remember. No, I don't think it is.
I saw it as white. I think it might
be
black. Stripes.
But it'll lay in the middle of the street, and it won't move. Like, it'll be in the middle of the street. You'll come up with your car, and it just sit there and look at you.
He don't pay taxes, bro.
It just sits there and looks at you.
He don't pay taxes.
And then it'll get up on its own time and just slowly walk to the edge of the road and just lay right back down. I've never seen a cat so fucking dangerous. I love it.
He don't pay taxes.
He's like, fuck you, run me over. I don't give a shit.
That's what it seems like. He's daring you. Maybe he hates his life.
I got black squirrels.
Suicidal cat.
I got black squirrels in my neighborhood.
Those are cool.
There's so many, and they're so freaking dominant. Like, I was at a stop sign. He comes up, walks in front of me, stands up on two legs. I sat there for a good 30 seconds waiting for him to move.
Stands up on two legs? You had a squirrel flexing on you?
He was flexing on me. I literally drove around him.
That's always the black squirrels.
He didn't move. He didn't move. It was a black squirrel. And honestly, they're beautiful. They are so beautiful. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about them, but. The aggressiveness, maybe that's what I love about
them. They say those black squirrels are rare, but they're pretty fucking cool looking. I've seen.
They're aggressive is what they say, because I did some research, because I was like, what the fuck, was that a squirrel? And I did some research, and they said that they're very dominant, actually. Like,
it's hardcore
dominant
squirrels.
Dominant squirrel.
Oh, God, we're at like a minute and 50. We got
to
wrap this thing
up. We are in deep,
up.
Yeah. People don't want to listen to our dumbasses for too fucking long, and I don't blame them. So this is episode 35. Thank you, Nolan. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Absolutely,
for real.
Man.
Finally,
I love all you guys, man.
Bottle.
I love all you guys.
Yeah, drive safe.
What are you talking about? You driving?
I'm not driving you anywhere.
You driving?
I'm driving myself to Taco Bell.
Well, I'm going with you, and then I'll get an Uber from there. It's cost me like $5 less. I'm with you. Thank you for having
Chalupa
me.
Chalupa sounds
Oh, no, I had a great time, bro.
Good. Chalupas are fucking good.
Chalupas are one of the better.
Guys, remember,
yes.
We are at one a week now.
You know
we're
what?
Going back
you
to work.
What?
It'll be every Sunday, right?
Yeah, we're done with weekday podcast. This is, you know, we're pretty much back on schedule right now.
Good deal.
So we're either going to do these on Sundays
Am
or Mondays.
Am I allowed
Mondays.
Back here?
Well, eventually. We don't have no repeat customers until like week 60.
That's weird.
Yeah, you got to spread them out.
I love your backdrop.
Anyhow. We'll be back to once a week on Sundays. We haven't came up with a schedule yet. We have to figure
Let's
all that
Jesse
shit out.
Let's get Jesse Hawkins up in here tomorrow.
Jesse's my dude.
That's a dude. We need to get him up
I think
up
he
in
watches
here.
Every once
you
in a while.
You know, his dad was in a biker gang. We should get all the biker gang up here and let him talk about what they do for the community and stuff.
I've heard lots of stories about his dad, and they're all good ones. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Isn't Heather's dad a biker? You said he was?
Yeah. I don't know if he's a biker still, or he definitely rolls with the group. He definitely owns a Harley, but, you know, I don't.
Teases Jones.
Again, I'm not scared of that dude.
I am Jonesing a little bit. Well, I just don't want the batteries to be.
I would be. No, I would be 100%.
I just don't want the batteries to be dead.
Those things are death. All right.
Yo, yo.
Chris is going to get popcorn lung. I am
obviously
going to spend the next 4 hours
and
turning Nolan's microphone up.
Please change this fabric here.
And we're. What?
One more thing, real quick. Because Wednesday they come in. Next week we're going to come up with a contest or two. We have a bunch of sex toys that we're going to be giving away.
Oh, yes.
That
I
were
bet
donated,
you will.
That were donated from my friend at Pure Romance.
That's awesome.
We've got a starter butt plug kit, a couple of dildos, and some bullets for the ladies. So stay tuned for that. Your chance to win good quality Pure Romance sex toys.
All of our lady listeners, I'm looking at you, three of you, and one of them I'm related to.
Hey, those. But, you know, those three like to masturbate, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes.
And guys.
And there's a House of Pain
thinking,
CD that comes with it.
You ever been sitting home thinking, God, I sure would like to take things in my ass, but I need the trainer. You got a chance to win a training butt plug.
A training butt plug.
Yeah, it's small. It's like two of them. It's a smaller one. And ding, then ding. Yeah, it's like sitting on a doorknob.
You
I
graduate.
Think,
after you put in 30 seconds on one, you graduate to the next.
I've wanted to get second knuckle deep a couple times at work. Well, I'm just gonna
at work? That, you're just going to put something up in your... Your
I was
home?
Like that. I had monkey spiders crawling around my booty hole. I was all over the gym that day, and I didn't wash right.
Monkey spiders.
I just wanted to get up in
and
there
I didn't
so bad.
Wash
and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Once I did, though, the day was so much better. It was so much better.
Hey, man, nothing's good about having monkey spiders in your butthole on their day off.
Fuck a
or your day
spider.
On, rather.
Fuck a monkey spider. Fuck a, what is it, a buck ant? What is it?
A bullet ant.
A bullet ant. Fuck a bullet ant.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a bullet ant on, or I'd rather have a monkey spider in my butthole than a
and
bullet ant on my arm.
Fuck Chris T's Pyrenees.
I think.
I'm not even starting
Chris has got
one.
That. Chris All has right, got
guys.
That album.
Thanks. Episode 35. Thanks for listening. If you listen on iTunes, please rate us. It helps us. It puts us towards the top of their little bullshit. I don't know why. If you like us on anything else, that's awesome. But yeah, that's it.
And please, if you haven't subscribed on YouTube yet, please do that.
Yes, the more the merrier and shit. All right, guys,
Love
we're
you
out.
Guys.
See ya.
Life was nothing but